Hi, this is Andre Santiago, and you are listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Very nice rendition of the national anthem performed by the Port St. Lucie Jaguar Marching Band. Ken Keller, Marvin Roberts, Charles Murphy back in the studio. Thanks for joining us on a beautiful Friday night here at Port St. Lucie High School. Okeechobee 3-3. Port St. Lucie 1-5. Back in the day, this was a district matchup, not this year, but I'm glad these two teams still on the schedule. This is one of the handful of games that I feel like you have to have on the schedule every year.
Yeah, Port St. Lucie, you know, right across the way in the new road, Crosstown Parkway. I love that road. And, you know, just a short drive for the Brahmins and the Jaguars to get it on.
Yep, you're coming from Okeechobee. It's 70 East. You take Midway, 95 South, Parkview, Crosstown Drive, like you said, and you know, then a couple miles and make a left.
Yes.
Then you ride on Jaguar Lane. And I want to thank all the folks here at Port St. Lucie High School. Very accommodating, very nice folks here. The parking people let us come right up to the field. When yeah. We tell them all the equipment that we got to carry, and they were very accommodating. So we do appreciate that. Okeechobee with their captains getting ready to go out. Karis Johns and Nemo Bryant. Xavier Allewine is out there, but he is injured. He is inactive here for tonight. I don't think they have him as a captain, though. I think it's he just is out there, you know, right now. And the Jaguars still need to get their captains out the midfield here. For Okeechobee, I think offensively it's important that they build off the momentum that they had last week. We talked about the big plays. We've seen more of an effort to dump passes off. You know, screen passes, dump passes. John White has caught, you know, over 10 passes the last 2 weeks alone. I like that little wrinkle in the offense.
Yes, and what I can say about the offensive coordinator, Joe Smith, he like to come out and start fast. He's going to try to hit Port St. Lucie with a big play right off the bat. So look for something deep or something right off the get-go.
I thought it was interesting. Coach Pryor in the coaches show talking about the fact that Port St. Lucie 7-17 beat Okeechobee over the summer, you know, for what that's worth. But I know what he's trying to do. He wants his kids not to be overconfident. Jordan McKenna, one of the captains out there for Port St. Lucie. Also there is Jordan Tolbert. He's their leading rusher. I need to get the number of the third guy, number 20, right? Is that who that is? That's Nicholas Taylor, a sophomore defensive back. So three sophomores out there as team captains. That should tell you all you need to know about how young this team is if you're asking sophomores to be your team leaders.
Yes, they are young.
Brahmins, on the other hand, have two seniors out there, Karis Johns and Neil O'Brien. I tell you what, I don't get to stand next to them all that much, but I walked by them today when they were getting off the bus and coming to the field. Karis Johns ran by me, and he is put together. Oh, my goodness. I see why they're moving him to linebacker now. He looks smaller on the field, you know, because he's so quick and smooth and everything. But you get up there, I would not want to be hit by Karis Johns. All right, Port St. Lucie won the toss. They deferred. So I guess Okeechobee's going to get the ball to start the game, although they didn't signal that I saw. Okeechobee will go right to left, so if we're correct and the Brahmins are getting the ball to start this game, an opportunity to score first and really set the tone.
Yes, and like we talked about, they want to get off to a fast start. So, you know, look for Coach Joe Smith to call some plays that's going to get them in the end zone quick.
Three plays of over 40 yards last week, and three touchdowns, and two of them were made by Nemo Bryant. All right, so back deep is Chris Requena and also Jazari Cord, who has really made a place for himself special teams this year. Of course, had the kickoff return for a touchdown against Westwood a few weeks ago. He's also made some big plays. So Okeechobee will be going right to left. They will receive to start this game, and we're about ready to get underway here on a beautiful Friday night in Port St. Lucie. The Brahmins trying to get back over 500. They're 3-3 as we stand right now, and I like them getting the ball first. I know I asked you what you thought. You want a defense, and I respect that. I kind of want to get ahead first,
you
know,
okay.
Real quick. You know, we'll see. So I'll get my opportunity here, and we'll see how it plays out. Okeechobee's out there with their kickoff return team. Port St. Lucie's still on the sidelines. Now they come out, and we are All right, right about ready to get things started tonight here on WOKC. Thank you for joining us. Kicking off tonight for the Jaguars is Zachary Phillips. He's one of the few seniors on this squad. And I'm going to line up, and I will stretch and stall for a few more minutes until I get ready to kick here. So dusk falling, lights on, field looks good, temperature's great. Okeechobee filling up the stands even as we continue to talk. And I see Nemo Bryant there on the sideline right now as he's getting ready to come onto the field, and you see his confidence growing each week as a playmaker. It's been fun to see.
Yes, he always wants the ball in crucial situations, and sometimes he will call his own number when the Brahmins need a big play.
Phillips will put his foot into it. It's a short kick. It'll be taken by the up back at the 20-yard line. And up the middle to the 35, and that's where Okeechobee will start things off. John White, the one that returned that kick, and the Brahmins will start out on offense. Your quarterback, Nemo Bryant, Karis Johnson, John White at running back, Tyrone Hayes, Jazari Corden, and Chris Requena are the receivers. The line, Evan Tiarina, the freshman, Blake Woodham, another freshman, Max Downing, Jacob Davis, and Luke Hayes. The Brahmins starting two freshmen on their line. Requena is going to be the wide man split out left. Jazari Cord will be the slot man in the left. Excuse me, that's John White, the slot man, split out wide left. Tyrone Hayes split out wide right. Karis Johns right behind Nemo Bryant, who's in shotgun formation. It's first and 10 from the Brahmin 35-yard line, and a handoff to Karis Johns to start things off. And he's dragged down at the line of scrimmage as he's brought down by number 55. Who's not on my roster. Number 56, Jaden Andres Gomez. As we talked about, the Jaguars have done a lot of upheaval on their team. That was a four-yard gain. It's a second down from the 39-yard line, second down and six. And here's another handoff to Karis Johns. He is wrapped up in the backfield, does well to get to the line of scrimmage. Andres Gomez is in on that tackle, along with Clayton Yearby. You're not in Port St. Lucie unless there's a Yearby on the team. And third down and four, they gave him a yard up to the 40-yard line. Just underway, first drive of the night, no score. Okeechobee facing a third and a long four. They got to get to the 45 for the first down. Nemo Bryant in shotgun formation with Karis Johns behind him. Two split out wide to the left, two split out wide right. And we got a timeout already called by Port St. Lucie. Their first timeout, we'll step away. 10:43 remaining in the first. Okeechobee facing a third and four when we come back from their own 40. This is Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
I can't believe they'll pay for the whole thing.
Believe it. Why go into debt with a student loan? Industrial Skills Training Academy is now accepting applications. ISTA gives young adults the opportunity to gain heavy equipment and diesel mechanic skills at no cost. And students get paid to learn a trade.
And students get paid?
Yes. Learn close to home. Located on U.S. Sugar's manufacturing facility in Lewiston. To apply, log on to ISTA Tech. That's ISTA.tech.
Hi, this is Karis Johns, and you're listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Third down and four for the Brahmins. The Jaguars using their first timeout of the first half. They obviously didn't like the formation that came out when Okeechobee came out, and I'll see what Okeechobee does. They've changed it up. They've got twins to the right, one receiver split out wide left. Here's the snap back to Nemo Bryant. He's going to run around the left side himself. He picks up the block. He's got the first down and more. Past the 50, down to the 45, knocked out of bounds. And he is tackled by Nicholas Taylor. Down to the 44-yard line of Port St. Lucie. So into Jaguar territory. Picks up about 15 yards on that play. First and 10 from the 47-yard line. 44-yard line. Here's a handoff to Karis Johns up the middle. Got a block. Trying to bounce it outside as he powers his way down inside the 40. Down close to the 35-yard line. A flag flies. It will be about a 5-yard pickup on the play. We'll see if it stands. See anything there, Marvin?
No, I didn't see anything. Maybe.
That's against Port St. Lucie, okay. So tack it on to the end of the play, and that will be enough for a Brahman first down. This is a face mask penalty, 10-yarder. And now the Brahmins down to the 22-yard line.
And all running plays.
Yeah. What you expect, you're trying to get that offensive line healthy again. First and 10 from the Jaguar 22-yard line. Snap back to Nemo Bryant. He's going to cut it up off the left tackle. He'll get to the 25. I'm sorry, the 20. Picks up 2 yards on the play. And he's brought down on the play by Caden Stalker, senior defensive end.
And I tell you what, the Brahmins are starting out with, how they want to start out. They're moving the ball. They're running between the tackles, and they're using the old quarterback power.
Second and 8 from the Jaguar 20-yard line. 9:30 to go in the first. No score. Brahmins are driving. Pistol formation. Here's motion to the right. It's going to be a jet sweep to Chris Requena. He's going to cut it up. He gets inside the 20 to the 15-yard line. And that's where he's going to be knocked down. Brought down on the play by Jervon Desire, senior defensive back. He's one of the guys that I recognize. Third down and 1. Now the PA said 2, but it's 1. Third down and 1. They're wishful thinking. Here's a handoff left side. And this is Requena. He's going to get the first down inside the 10-yard line, down to the 9. Brought down by Antonio Richardson. It'll be first and goal for the Brahmins inside the 10-yard line with 8:55 remaining in the first.
And so far, mistake-free on this drive, and yeah. You see what this team is capable of.
All right, here we go. First and goal from inside the 10-yard line. Call it the 8 is where they're at. Nemo O'Brien with Karis Johns to his left. You got twins to the left. Here's a handoff up the Johns. He's going to go left side. Powers the way inside the 5-yard line, down to the 4, and he is brought down. Once again, second tackle made by Nicholas Taylor, the sophomore defensive back. Going to be second down and goal from the 4-yard line.
And so far, his offensive line is getting a good push at the line of scrimmage.
Well, we talked about that in the pregame. Certainly one of the matchups that you felt like that they could win, needed to win here tonight, and so far, so good. Second down goal from the Jaguar 4. Nemo O'Brien with Karis Johns to his left. John White, the slot back on the left. Here's a handoff to Karis Johns. He'll power his way through, spin, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Brahmins. Karis Johns, 4 yards out, and the Brahmins are on the board, leading 6-0.
One of the best drives of the season right there.
You talk about asserting yourself. That was all runs, no passes, just downhill running, not even around the ends, really. It was all off tackle and inside the guards, and Okeechobee powers their way in for a touchdown. 6-0 Okeechobee with 7:59 remaining here in the first. Okeechobee will go for 2 here. This is Nemo O'Brien running off the right tackle, and he's brought down. No good. Caden Stalker, who made the tackle, number 50. So the extra point, no good. 7:59 remaining in the first. The Brahmins lead 6-0. Kickoff after this on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
Have you got bugs at your place? Then you need to call Ace. Ace Pest Control has been providing quality, dependable, and professional service to residents and businesses in Okeechobee, Martin, Osceola, Glades, and Western St. Lucie County since 1970. Ace Pest Control offers services for roaches, ants, fleas, rodents, and more. Ace Pest Control, locally owned and operated by Randy and Vivian Pierce Wright. For a free estimate, call 863-763-6029. Ace Pest Control, proud sponsor of Brahmins and Gator Sports on WOKC.
Hi, this is Coach B.J. Pryor, and you are listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Brahmins lead 6-0, 7:59 remaining in the first. A 4-yard touchdown run by Karis Johns. Back deep for the Jaguars, Jeremiah Spear and Jordan Tolbert. Juan Aguirre will kick off from his 40-yard line. And the Brahmins score first, which is real nice to see. Here's the kick. It's a squib kick up the middle. It's off the hands. This one's a live ball. Okeechobee comes away with it. Recovered by the Brahmins. Jazari Cord, I think, is the guy that got it. And the Brahmins back out on offense.
And a Port St. Lucie player had a chance at the ball. He hit him in the hands, and he just kept going.
Now, wait. Let's see here. I see the referee picking up a flag. Are they talking about this, or is that just adjusting it here? I'm not sure what.
Offsides against Okeechobee on this.
Yeah, they're going to run back out and do this again.
They was offside. They should have killed that right now. I didn't hear a whistle.
No, there definitely wasn't a whistle or anything like that. So, unfortunately, the Brahmins will have to try and do it again, although Okeechobee has gotten themselves a reputation. It's not a Brahmin football game unless they do an onside kick.
Coach Pryor, he coaches a special team, so he's going to be able to do that anytime he gets ready.
It's like you said last week, he doesn't have to answer to anybody, so might as well. And you're right, though. It wasn't exactly an onside kick here. It was just a real hard squib kick that went off two players' hands. And Jazari Korb was able to come away with it. Let's see if they can do it again. Because I'm guessing we're going to see the same kind of kick. By the way, that referee picked up that flag pretty quickly, too. I almost didn't see it.
Mm.
So, Aguirre will do it again. And this is an onside kick. This doesn't go 10 yards. So, take three.
That's going to back them up another five.
Yeah. Jaguars are going to get themselves some pretty nice field position.
They actually could take the ball right there where it was first touched at. It's not a flag. It's first touching and where the Brahmins touched the ball at.
Yeah. Dead ball here.
Oh, no.
Well, the Jaguars, they went off the field. They thought they were back on offense. Now, they didn't realize they needed to bring their kickoff return team back. I also noticed they're putting some more hand guys up front. Did you see that?
Yeah, is that what they switched out?
That's where they're switching that out here. So, Aguirre, take three. This time, he's a little farther out. My goodness, another whistle. Oh, the referee had to move the ball back 10 yards. I didn't think they ever marched it back before, so that's actually a pretty good call. Mm. So here we go again, this time from the 30-yard line. Juan Aguirre, his third attempt at a kickoff. Puts his foot into this one. It's a deeper kick. It's going to bounce at the 25-yard line and picked up and then mishandled. Picked up by the deep back. He's going to go around the left side. Flags on the play. This one would coming back, it looks like, and tackled at the 40-yard line. That was Emmanuel McKenzie on the return. And let's sort out this flag. I think it's going to be a hold or an illegal block against the Jaguars. It's going to be a hold against Port St. Lucie. So depending on where they threw it, assuming it was around the 35-yard line, they're going to start this around the 25.
Yes, and you thought they were going to end up, Port St. Lucie was going to end up with good field position.
Yeah. So after all that, first and 10 for the Jaguars, and they're marching us back. We continue. See how good I am with my estimation here. Put it at the 20. I'm going to put it down. 27-yard line.
Okay.
Not bad. That's pretty close to 25, right?
Yep.
There we go. And now we'll get our first look at the Jaguar offense. Jordan McKenna, the sophomore quarterback, is out there. And the run back is number 26. That's Christopher Bloomer. He's going to split out wide right now. No, I'm sorry, that's not Bloomer. That's Richardson splitting out wide right. Now motion to the left. Ball on the ground, and McKenna's got to take it himself, and he's going to be dropped in the backfield. Busted play. And Fred Hill in on the tackle for the Brahmins. And that's a loss of three on the play, which was a drop snap by the sophomore quarterback, McKenna.
Yes, and the Brahmins seeing that, they was in there quickly.
Now they're at the 25-yard line. Second down, 13 to go, or 12 to go, I should say. Loss of two. And you like to see the penetration by the Brahmin offense. I mean, the last thing you want to see is a quarterback drop the ball, have the time to pick it up and do the play here. So back out there, McKenna is flanked by two receivers, two running backs, Tolbert to his left, Bloom to his right. Here's a snap back, McKenna looking to throw. Over a right side, he overshoots his intended receiver, that's Richardson. Hayes and Cord is close, and it's incomplete. Third down and 12 from the Jaguar 25-yard line.
Yeah, with the pressure inside from the Brahmins defense, forced the throw, had to throw the ball high to try to get it.
Defensive.
He couldn't step in through it.
Defensively for Okeechobee, John White, Tucker Rogers, Jacob Davis, and Andre Santiago along the front. Matthew May, Karis Johns at middle linebacker, Fred Hill in at linebacker. The freshman, Gabe Pacheco, is at safety. Jazari Kaur, Santana Alvarez, and Tyrone Hayes round out the secondary. Clock rolling, 6:20 to go here in the first. 6-0 Okeechobee with the lead. A 4-yard touchdown run by Karis Johns on their opening drive. And now a chance to get back on the field. Third down and 12 for the Jaguars. McKenna is in shotgun, flanked by two receivers. He's looking to throw. He's got time, going deep down the left side of the field. And he overshoots his receiver by a good 5 yards, as that pass was intended for the wide receiver, Lawrence Roker, the sophomore wide receiver, defended by two Brahmins, the two safeties, Pacheco, and Santana Alvarez was in there as well.
Some good coverage down the field. This Brahmin secondary was all down the field. No one was open.
So three and out for the Jaguars. Jazari Cord back deep to receive this kick. He's standing at his own 35-yard line. Zachary Phillips, the punter. Nope, I'm sorry, that's not Phillips. Who do they have punting? Set that here in just a second. Oh, the punter is Nicholas Taylor. And the snap is up to Taylor. Puts a foot into it. Pretty good punt. Low line drive kick bounces at the 45-yard line. Handled by Cord. And he is dropped at the 40. He did a pretty good job to even corral that. That was a skipper right to him, almost like a shortstop having to pick it. And Okeechobee hangs on to the ball. They hit, and they get back out there on the 40-yard line.
Yeah, he showed some good hands, even getting close around that ball, and he was thinking about returning that one.
Well, your first instinct is let it go, but if you would have let that go, you would have lost probably 15, 20 yards of field position. So he took the risk. He made the catch, even though it was a tough short hop to him. And he saves Okeechobee quite a bit of field position. They're going to mark him down at the 38-yard line. That's where the Brahmins will start their second drive. Brahmins leading 6-0, 5:43 to go here in the first. And we've got a hydration break. We'll keep it right here. 6-0, Brahmins with the lead. We like what you see so far, both offensively and defensively.
I mean, I'll tell you, offensively, I love that drive. They was able to go down. They didn't make any mistakes on that drive for his penalties, and they was able to punch that into the end zone. Defensively, you know, they did have to do. Of course, St. Lucie had some mishaps. Okeechobee defense took advantage of that. So now let's see if his offense come out and duplicate what they did on their first drive.
By the way, I talked about this being homecoming for the Jaguars, and they had a light crowd. Their stands are full right now. So just they were out getting some burgers or something there, because it's a full stands right now. The Jaguar marching band out there playing and doing a good job with that. Nice atmosphere here at Port St. Lucie High School. All right, Brahmins out there for their second offensive drive of the night. It is first and 10 from the 38-yard line. This is Chris Requena on the sweeper on the left side. He'll cut it up, goes off the field, breaks the tackle. He's got some green around the right side, cuts it up. He's up past the 50, into Jaguar territory, down past the 45, down to the 43-yard line. And that'll move the chains and pick up a 15 yards and a nice run by Chris Requena.
Yes, and I like what the Brahmins are doing. I mean, Chris Requena, he's outside. They're bringing him around on the jet sweep. It's almost a jet sweep, but it's like a little pass right in front of the quarterback.
Right back to the line of scrimmage. Okeechobee likes to move quickly. Snap back to Nimbo. Hands off to Karis Johns, and he's going to power his way inside the 40 down to the 38-yard line. Taylor in on the tackle. Phillips also in that tackle. And that picks up 4 yards, second down and 6 from the 39-yard line of the Jaguars.
And the Brahmins are saying that this run game is working. They are taking control of this game.
4:57 remaining in the first. 6-0 Okeechobee with the lead, looking for more. Second and 4. And we got another timeout on the field. Who is this one called by? It must have been called by Port St. Lucie, because it was that official that waved it on. So Jaguars use their second timeout here in the first quarter. We'll step away. 4:49 remaining in the first. 6-0 Okeechobee with the lead, facing second and 6 inside the Jaguar 40-yard line when we come back. This is Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC.
What is Supply Line? Good question. Supply Line is there for you when you need them. Supply Line is available for delivery around the lake. Supply Line services local business, big business, and residential customers. Supply Line is open to the public with no membership required. Supply Line offers great deals on janitorial supplies, paper products, cleaning chemicals, safety supplies, and more. 1650 Highway 70 East, just east of Marathon, 357-1203.
Rely on Supply Line. Service like no one else.
This is Gabriel Pacheco, and you're listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Snap back to Nemo. Bryant looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck it down himself. He's going to pick up the first down inside the 30-yard line. That's where he's driven back. Stalker in on the tackle along with a couple of other Jaguars, but it's a 7-yard pickup and a Brahmin first down here on the first play out of the timeout. Well, I believe it's a first down. They haven't moved the chains. There they go. 7-yard pickup, and that was kind of a busted play because I think Nemo wanted to throw that ball coming out, decided to tuck it and run, and made it work.
Smart decision right there. He did have some people downfield, but he saw something that made him not want to release that ball and decided
also,
to run it.
And there was pressure. He had players in his face. First and 10 from the Jaguar 30-yard line for the Brahmins. Snap back to Nemo, looking to throw. Whirls out to his right. Pressure from behind. Throws it over. Complete to John White. Picks up a couple of yards. Down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. A 2-yard pickup brings up second down and 8 for Okeechobee. And another catch by John White, who's starting to carve out a role for himself offensively.
He's catching that ball in those little short routes. And he's a guy that, you know, that's just like getting the ball out to a running back, like a long running play.
Under 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 6-0. The Brahmins with the lead. Second down, and they should give them 3 on that play. Second down and 7. They make an argument that second down and 6. And Okeechobee back to the line of scrimmage with the ball at the 26-yard line. Nemo O'Brien in shotgun. He's got Karis Johnson to his right. He'll pitch it over right side. There is penetration, and Karis Johnson's going to be lassoed up in the backfield. He'll be brought down at the 30-yard line. That's a loss of 3 yards on the play. It's going to bring up third down and 9. And the Jaguars, nice job getting penetration on their front 7 to blow that play up from the start.
And, you know, the Brahmins right now, they're in 2 down. You know, they're going to use all 2 downs to try to pick up this first down. So they wouldn't hurt if they did a running play right here.
Zachary Phillips led the way for the Jaguars that play. All right, big play here. I believe this is four down territory here. I don't think you're going to punt or kick a field goal. Third down and 9. Let's see if the Brahmins can pick up some yards and make this an easier fourth down conversion. Snap back to Nemo Bunt, looking to throw. Cross the middle and almost intercepted and then almost caught on the deflection by Santana Alvarez across the middle. It's an incomplete pass, bringing up fourth down and 9. Nemo Bryant throws that into traffic. Fortunate it wasn't a turnover.
Yeah. I would like to have seen the Brahmins, you know, come out of play, like you say, pick up half of it. And then got a shot of fourth down play.
Jeremiah Spear, the safety in on the deflection on that. And then Santana Alvarez almost made the catch on the deflection, which would have been a big play. That being said, fourth down and 9 from the 29-yard line. Okeechobee keeps her offense out there. Twins out to the left. Jazari Cord is the wide man. You got John White in the slot on the left side. And there's movement. Mark Okeechobee back 5 more yards. Now I think you got to consider maybe a pooch kick or something right here. It's going to be fourth down and 14. You're inside the 35-yard line. I think your defense is playing well here. Yeah. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, pin them back deep if you can, but we'll see. We did see Okeechobee do a few quick kicks back against St. Ed's a few weeks ago. Maybe they'll do something like that. Offense stays out there. Fourth down and 14. From the 34-yard line of the Jaguars. And now another whistle. And what's going on here? This is another timeout. I believe Jaguars just called their third and final timeout of the first half.
In the first quarter.
In the first quarter, even. We'll step away. Fourth and 14 for the Brahmins coming up. After the timeout, fourth and 14 with 2:14 remaining in the first quarter. This is Brahmin football. The Okeechobee Brahmins lead 6-0. You're listening to Brahmin football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
I'm injury attorney Taylor Hoskins. It's back to school time for Okeechobee County. The law firm of Hoskins, Turco, Lloyd & Lloyd is a proud supporter of Okeechobee High School. And we're here to support you, the residents of Okeechobee. If you're injured or hurt in an accident, for a free case review, call 357-5800, 357-5800, visit htllfirm.com, or stop by our local office on Parrott Avenue.
This is John White, and you're listening to Brahman Football on WOKC.
Well, out of the timeout, Okeechobee lined up with trips to the left, about ready to run their fourth down and 14 play, and then the Brahmins call their first timeout of the first half. 1:58 remaining in the first quarter, Okeechobee leading 6-0. A Karis Johns four-yard touchdown run on their first drive of the night. They're going for it on 4th and 14 from the 34-yard line of Port St. Lucie. You agree with this call?
I would like to see them try to punt the ball and get it down there inside of the 10. Even if they make it to the end zone, they're snapping the ball from the 20. So
I would too, but I don't hate this either. It's not like I'm not going to bust them up on this. I'm with you. I would like to kick it and pin them deep, but let's say they pick up half this yardage and they turn it over on the 25-yard line. That's not
right.
Yeah, you're all right. Might as well go for the first down.
Might as well.
Talked myself into it. Here we go. 4th down and 14 from the 34-yard line of the Jaguars. Snap back to Nemo Bryant. He's under pressure to throw his over left side. Caught by John White. He's going to break a tackle. Spins his way. Picks up the first down. Breaks a tackle inside the 10. Knocked out of bounds. What do we know, Marvin?
What effort by John White, though. He was hit before the first down and broke a couple of tackles. And was able to power through and pick up the first down and more.
25-yard pass and catch. And like last week, John White does most of the work himself.
Yes.
So first and goal from the 10-yard line. About exactly on that 10-yard line here. So love the play call.
Yes.
Love the play call. Here's a snap back to Nemo Bryant. Hands off to Karis Johns. He'll spin his way inside the 10 to the 5-yard line. Picks up 5 yards on the play. And that tackle made by a guy that we've called his name quite a bit here tonight, Caden Stalker, the senior defensive end. Second down and goal from the 5-yard line. A 5-yard pickup by Karis Johns.
Good, tough inside running by Johns. He's a strong fella, like you said. You walk past him, he has a frame on him.
I'm not arm wrestling him, that's for sure. 1:15 remaining in the first. 6-0 Okeechobee with the lead, looking for more. Second and goal from the Jaguar 5-yard line. To the line of scrimmage, Nemo Bryant with Karis Johns lined up behind him. Requena split out wide right. And Hayes split out wide left, and I think we got a flag called against Port St. Lucie, which will put the Brahmins to about the 2.5-yard line. You'll take it.
Yes, you'll take it.
So second and goal from inside the 3. And now there's an injury on the field as a Jaguar down on the field. Injury timeout. We'll step away. 54 seconds remaining in the first. Okeechobee, second and goal from inside the Jaguar 3-yard line when we come back. This is Brahman Football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC.
At Wawa, we've always had you covered when it comes to options. And now, we're adding even more with delivery, curbside, and order ahead options in the Wawa app. Slammed with back-to-back meetings? We'll deliver. Want to finish the song you're listening to? Choose curbside. Get more minutes back in your day by going with our order ahead option.
Welcome to Wawa.
No matter what your day looks like, Wawa how you wanna. Download the Wawa app today.
Hi, this is Luke Hayes, and you are listening to Brahman Football on WOKC.
The injured Jaguar is Clayton Yerby, the senior linebacker. He's going to be helped off the field. That's a big loss for the Jaguar defense. He's one of their mainstays in that linebacking core. So expect Okeechobee to maybe try and attack that middle of the front 7. We'll see what they do. Nemo Bryant with Karis Johns to his left in shotgun. Twins to the right and left for wide receiver set for the Brahmins. Now the whistle blows and we'll get ready here for the start. And now they're going to shift it to a tight formation. Here's a snap to Nemo Bryant right up the middle. He's going to poke his way inside, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown. 3-yard touchdown run by Nemo Bryant. And the Brahmins now lead 12-0, doing exactly what we said. Run up the middle. when you see the starting inside linebacker go out of the game.
And I'm telling you, this offensive line for the Broncos have been getting a push the last couple of drives.
So Nemo Bryant with a 3-yard TD run. Now Okeechobee will go for the 2-point conversion. They went for it after the first touchdown. Did not get it. Here's a Nemo Bryant himself. He's going to go around left side. Bounces it outside and into the... Oh, no, he fumbles it through the end zone, but they say he poked the ball over the goal line. They give him the extra point. That was a very exciting two-point conversion that Nemo Bryant looked like he was stopped, bounced his way outside. Then it looked like he fumbled it through the back of the end zone, but they said he poked it over the line. It's a two-point conversion. The Brahmins lead 14-0, 42 seconds remaining in the first. Kickoff on the way. This is Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
I'm Dr. Melissa Kendall from Everglades Pediatric Dentistry. Want to give your child something to smile about? Choose a pediatric dentist when you're searching for your child's dental home. Why choose Everglades Pediatric Dentistry? We're kid experts. Pediatric dentists get an extra 2 to 3 years of special training to treat children of all sizes and shapes, from itty-bitty infants to growing teens. We know how to make your child's visit fun. Most of our patients can't wait to come back. Now just imagine, a child who wants to go to the dentist. That is something to smile about. Everglades Pediatric Dentistry, 863-357-7.
Hi, this is Maxwell Downing, and you are listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Brahmin's about ready to kick off, leading 14-0, 42 seconds remaining. This is a deep kickoff that's going to be taken at the 35-yard line by the upback. That's Lawrence Roker, and he's going to try and break a few tackles. He doesn't get real far, and he's up to the 32-yard line, knocked out of bounds by John White, Andre Santiago and others, and Marvin Ayoya, a Popeye's chicken sandwich there. I was convinced they were going to do another onside kick. During the break, said, I'll get you a $5 bet or I'll give you a Popeye's chicken sandwich. First and 10 for the Jaguars at their own 32-yard line. 33 seconds remaining in the first. Okeechobee on top, 14-0. Boy, is this Jaguar team young. I mean, I don't remember ever seeing a varsity team that had three sophomore captains. That is really young. Twins to the right. McKenna in shotgun. Takes a snap, looking to throw. Under pressure, throws it over left side. It's caught and then knocked out of bounds. As making the catch was Tristan, let me get this name right here, Labruto. And he picks up 3 yards on the play. Fred Hill, the one that pushed him out of bounds. Second down and 7 from the 35-yard line. They get the 36. Snap back to McKenna, looking to throw. Throws it over left side again. Caught again by Labruto. Tackled by Santana Alvarez. Picks up 3 more. It's going to be third down and 4 for the Jaguars, and that'll do it for the first quarter. It was a good one for the Brahmins. They lead 14-0. You're listening to Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big L, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC.
Move your business forward with a business checking account from South State. South State offers a number of different checking accounts perfectly suited for your business, big or small. All options include online banking, mobile banking with mobile deposits, free e-statements, and a South State debit card. Is personal checking what you need? All South State personal accounts include online banking with bill pay, mobile banking with mobile deposit, a wealth consultation, and more. Stop in at South State in Okeechobee, 2100 South Parrott Avenue, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Namarian Ryan, and you are listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
14-0, Okeechobee with the lead as we begin the second quarter. It'll be third down and a long 3. Somehow the Jaguars picked up a yard during that timeout, and it's going to be 3rd and 3 instead of 3rd and 4. They're going to do it from their own 41-yard line. Defensively, Okeechobee has been solid. Jaguars looking for their first down of this game. Spread formation. McKenna and shotgun flanked to each side by a running back. Here's a snap back to McKenna. He's under pressure. Throws it over right side. It's caught, but he is thrown down right there. Tackle made by the freshman, Gabe Pacheco. And that tackle made by, or the catch made by Antonio Richardson. And it's going to be
first down.
Oh, they gave him the 3 yards. Okay. Mm. First
just
down. Picked up. Picked up three on the play. Didn't look, it looked like he caught that at the line of scrimmage, but it was down the field, a touch for the first down from their own 45-yard line. Port St. Lucie back to the line of scrimmage. Clock rolling, 11:27 remaining in the first half. 14-0 Okeechobee with the lead. Hand off to Tolbert. Runs into the line of scrimmage. He's brought down by Karis Johns. Fred Hill for the first ones there. Picks up 2 yards on the play. Brings up second down and 8. First run by Jordan Tolbert that we've seen here tonight.
Very strong inside. The Brahmins defense is tough in the middle. So what Jaguars have been doing is trying to pass the ball to the outside. No quick little passes.
Karis Johns getting the start at middle linebacker tonight. His first start at middle linebacker this year. He's been their strong safety. Second down 8 from the 47-yard line of Port St. Lucie. Snap back, hand off to Tolbury. Right up the middle. Brian, he is drilled. Karis Johns there, and it looks like the Brahmins say they got the ball. But they're saying that Port St. Lucie has it. No gain on the play. Third down and 5. Well, Karis Johns is a missile. Yeah. I can see why they would like him at middle linebacker.
Yes.
I mean, he's just head down, going right wherever the ball is. Third down and 5. Ball near midfield. Call it the 49-yard line. Clock rolling. 10:12 to go in the first half. 14-0. Okeechobee with the lead. Brahms trying to get off the field here. Got motion over to the right side. That's Labruto. McKenna calling for the snap. Now stands back, and he's going to look at the sideline for the call. 9:55 remaining here in the first half. Third down and 5. Now whistles. And we got timeout on the field.
No, delay of game penalty.
I didn't see the flag. Marking back 5 yards. Jaguars don't have their timeout, so they had to get it back. So it's going to be third down and 10 after the 5-yard penalty. So 9:50 to go in the first half. Third down and 10. From the 45-yard line of Port St. Lucie. We'll see what the Jaguars do here. They got twins to the left. Two running backs in the backfield. McKenna back to throw. Looking. Over right side. Incomplete. I think somebody got their hand on that. Fred Hill might have gotten his hand on that. And that'll bring up 4th and 10. And we'll see what the Jaguars do in their own territory.
Look like they're bringing the punt team in.
Yep, does look like that.
And you're right, Ken. That ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage, and the Brahmins couldn't get to the quarterback, but they got their hands up. They were to get a tip.
I think it was Fred Hill. He was the one that I saw over there, and even after the play, he was having his hands up like, that was me. That was me. I did that. Jordan Quillen. I tell you what, Port St. Lucie leads the league in Jordans. They've got 3 of them. Their quarterback, their running back, and their punter now, first names of Jordan. Jazari Cord back at his own 20. Snap back, punt is up, it's short. And it's going to bounce at the 38-yard line of Okeechobee and then dead at the 34.
Probably the 35, Ken.
Cheaters.
Oh, no.
Cheaters. 25-yard punt by Quillen. Or 26, depending on what what my eyeballs tell me. But you're right. We talked about in the past, officials, they tend to put them on the mark it on the 5.
Yeah.
On the hash marks on the line. So that's what they did. You're right. It's on the 35-yard line. So the Brahmins coming out. They have scored each of their first 2 drives of the night. Here's a handoff to Karis Johns up the middle. He's up past the 35, and then he's pushed back as he picks up a couple. Clayton Yerby in on the tackle. He's back into the game. Nice to see him in there. Give him 3 on the carry. Second down and 7 from the 38-yard line of Okeechobee. Clock rolling. 9:15 to go here in the first half. 14-0. Brahmins with the lead. Okeechobee to the line. They go no huddle most of the time. And then they call it a play. Now whistles. We got some kind of equipment issue. Well, no, it's a penalty against Port St. Lucie. I think an illegal substitution.
Yes.
We mark him up 5 yard line. 5 yards. It's going to make us an easier conversion for the Brahms. Call it second down and two. And they move it up to the 44. Snap back to Nemo O'Brien. He's going to take it around the right side himself. He's got the first down and more as he's knocked out of bounds at midfield. Give him 10 yards on the carry. As he actually got himself into Jaguar territory down to the 45-yard line.
So Nemo O'Brien is a load to break down. I mean, standing 6'2", 6'3", when he come around the end at top speed, I mean, you're not going to get him quickly.
He's a load, and he's also fast, yeah. Too. Very, very fast. First and 10 from the Jaguar 46-yard line. Clock rolling. The clock stopped at 8:38 remaining here in the second quarter. 14-0, Bombs with the lead. Hand off to Karis Johns up the middle, and not a whole lot there as he's down past the 45 to the 44, close to the 43-yard line. That tackle made by Gabriel Juhas, senior defensive back. He's going to bring out a 2-yard pickup, second down, 8.
Karis Johns so far in this first half, he has been the feature back, getting a lot of carries up inside, running between the tackles.
We haven't seen that a whole lot the past few weeks either. Nice to see Karis getting back into that run game. Second and 8 from inside the Jaguar 45-yard line. Nemo O'Brien at quarterback, shotgun formation. He's going to take it himself around the left side. Gets the block from John White, cuts it up, breaks a tackle. Now he's going reversing his field. He's got a lot of green. Down to the right sideline, to the 20. That's where he's going to be tackled. Tackle made by Antonio Richardson. 20-yard pickup on the play, 23-yard pickup on the play by Nemo O'Brien, who reversed field and got himself a big play.
Yes. That started way over there on the left side, and he was able to go up in there, break a tackle, and break it out to the right.
He's down just inside the 20-yard line. 7:31 remaining in the first half. 14-0. The Brahmins with the lead, and they're looking for more. Nemo O'Brien to the line of scrimmage and shotgun with Karis Johns behind him. Corden Hay split out wide left. Now Requena is going to be in motion. He'll get the jet sweep. Looking, cuts it inside. Makes a move inside the 15-yard line.
Oh, it looked like a fumble.
Yeah, it looked like the ball popped out. Port St. Lucie says they have it, and they do. Clayton Yerby is the one that recovers it, and Port St. Lucie gets the first turnover of the game. And Okeechobee, their drive ends on the fumble by Chris Requena. And we talked about it pregame, Marvin. That's been an issue for Okeechobee.
Yes, you have to take the ball in that spot. You got a chance here to go up by 21 points.
Well, that said, now the Brahmins will send their defense back out there. 7:08 remaining in the second quarter. You always can tell when it's a fumble when you see that little extra jump by the defense there, little surge in energy. We got another injured Jaguar on the field. We'll step away. Injury timeout. 7:08 remaining in the second quarter. 14-0. Brahmins with the lead. Jaguars with the ball. After this, you're listening to Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
For generations, families have enjoyed KFC chicken for all occasions. The original recipe, crispy chicken or grilled, have sparked debates for years and everyone wins. KFC has fed you for lunch with individual meals and your entire family with buckets of chicken and delicious sides. However you decide to enjoy KFC, know that you will get the same high-quality, delicious chicken that you and your family grew up on. KFC of Okeechobee, 441 South in the North Shore Plaza.
This is Red Osterhout, and you're listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Jaguars with the ball off the Brahmin turnover. 7:08 remaining in the first half. Okeechobee a 14-0 lead. First and 10 for the Jaguars at the Brahmin 50, or their own 15-yard line. And here's a handoff up the middle. Bouncing it outside is Tolbert. Breaks a tackle, makes a nice run, spins away, breaks free, and picks up a nice chunk of yards as he's up to the 30-yard line. Picks up 15 yards on the run right up the middle, spinning his way out of a few tackles.
And Tolbert, excellent running there. His Jaguars feel like they have some life after the turnover.
Clock rolling, 6:50 remaining in this first half, 14-0. Brahmins with the lead. Back to the line scrimmage are the Jaguars, first and 10 from the 30. Here's Tolbert again, this time nothing doing. He is brought down very quickly by number 52, Vincent Cannellini, who's been banged up. Well, his knee has really been bothering him, only allowing him to really play one side of the ball. But when he's on the field, he's a difference maker.
Here's something telling you, he's very strong, athletic for a big man, and just toughing down a block.
No gain on the play. Second down and 10 from their own 35-yard line. And now the Jaguars to the line of scrimmage. Pistol formation. McKenna takes a snap, looking to throw. Deep down the right side, looking for the receiver. And it's knocked away by Chris Requena. No, excuse me, Gabe Pacheco. The freshman safety with excellent coverage. That time on number 2, Laverne Lane. And the freshman getting his first test, passed it.
I mean, I'll tell you, just good coverage. He saw the ball, he saw the receiver, and he saw the quarterback. He was able to go up and high point the ball, get a hand in there, and knock it away.
Clock stops, 6:09 remaining in the second quarter, 14-0. Okeechobee with the lead. Timeout on the field. It's a hydration break. It'll be third and 10 for the Jaguars from the 35-yard line. They're going to get to the 45 for a first down. Next week, Okeechobee back home as they take on Lake Placid. It's homecoming for the Brahmins. Second time in a row, second season in a row, that Okeechobee will play the Dragons. I remember when we went up there last year and talking to Coach Pryor, he really liked the matchup with Lake Placid. He wants to keep that matchup going over the years as well.
That was a game where Lake Placid, didn't they score in the last play of the game to beat us?
They did. Score in the very last play of the game. 6:09 remaining in the second quarter. 14-0. Okeechobee with the lead. Third and 10 for the Jaguars at their own 35-yard line. McKenna back out there at quarterback. Jordan McKenna, the sophomore quarterback. He's got receivers split out each side, two running backs in the backfield with him. McKenna drops a snap again, throws over right side on the screen. This is Jordan Tolbert, and he's chased down by May. Matthew May with a nice job chasing him down in the backfield, and it's going to be fourth down and long. May used some speed to catch up to the speedy Tolbert. No gain on the play, and it's fourth down for the Jaguars, and they'll punt.
What a play by Matthew May out there in the open field, which is tough for any play on the field to make. When you're out there in the open field all alone, just you and the ball carrier, you have to make that play, and he did an excellent job.
May, a 6-foot sophomore starting this season, chases down another sophomore. It's a young men's game, Marvin. We've got a lot of sophomores in this game here tonight. 5:25 remaining in the second quarter. 14-0. Brahmins with the lead, and they're going to get the ball back. Jazari Cord, he is stationed at his 26-yard line. Snapback, punt is blocked. Somebody got their hand on it, and it's going to be picked up inside the Jaguar 40-yard line. That's where Okeechobee will get the ball as the Brahmins special teams makes another big play with the block punt.
Yes, and right now the Brahmins, like you say, the special teams, the Brahmins are winning on all three phases, offensively, defensively, and now special teams.
5:11 remaining in the first half. Okeechobee leading 14-0. Last time out, the Brahmins fumbled the ball. Now they have another opportunity to go up three scores if they can finish off this drive, getting nice field position from their special teams. So let's see what Okeechobee is planning to do. Nemo O'Brien with Karis Johns to his right. Twin receivers to the left. Here's a pitch over right side to Karis Johns. He is met in the backfield. Spins his way, breaks a few tackles, and does a good job just to get back to the line of scrimmage. As that tackle made by the Jaguars, number 24, Gabriel Juhas. And somehow, Karis Johns able to pick up 2 yards on the play. Second down and 8.
And the Jaguars' defense was all over that player. They got penetration.
Well, we've talked about the struggles of the O-line, and They've been better tonight, but the Jaguars on a few times tonight have been able to get pressure inside, and they did it that time as well. 4:34 remaining in the first half. Second down and 8 for the Brahmins. Snap back to Nemo O'Brien. He's looking over the middle, and it is knocked away. Intended for John White across the middle. Nice job on defense by the Jaguars. That's Javon Desire, the senior defensive back, able to knock it away. And it's going to bring up third down and 8 from inside the 38-yard line of Port St. Lucie. Let's see what they do here. Third down, I think it's four down territory, so let's see what they do. Maybe run, try and pick up a yard, a few yards, and see if they can make this fourth and manageable. Twins to the left. Snap back to Nemo Bryant, looking to throw. Deep down the left side. This is not a run. It's going to be caught. Touchdown! Tyrone Hayes. Now they say he's down inside the five-yard line. They say he went out at the one. Well, I don't know. It looked like he went in there for me. To me.
Oh, man, Hayes is still down. He's popping up now.
As it stands, it's a 37-yard pass to Tyrone Hayes, and he is down. Remember, Tyrone Hayes spent a few years trying to get back from a devastating knee injury that he faced in the Midnight Madness game a few years ago. And now he is banged up. Injury timeout. Okeechobee will have a first and goal inside the 1 yard line when we come back. 4:15 remaining in the first half. Oh, it is a touchdown. They put up 20 points, so they did not.
No one signaled.
Yeah, they didn't signal it. And in fact, the referee, he's still marked inside the 1 yard line.
Yes.
I think they made a mistake there. We'll actually keep it right here. This is not an injury timeout. Can you hear me now?
No.
Okay, well. As we, your mic still works, so you can hear.
Oh, okay.
We can hear you. You just can't hear us.
Okay.
That's all right. We'll get that fixed later. 4:15 remaining in the first half. 14-0. Okeechobee with the lead. It's first and goal. Now they marked it all the way back to like the 2 yard line. So let's see. Nemo O'Brien is at quarterback with Karis Johns. First and goal. It was a 36-yard pass. And catch to Tyrone Hayes. Twins to the left. Wide receiver split out wide right. That's Cord. Snap back to Nemo Bryant. Hands off to Karis Johns. It's a counter. He pushes his way inside. And that was the two-point conversion. So that was a touchdown pass. They never signaled touchdown. The official, I know, marked it down inside the one-yard
yes.
line. And instead, it's a 38-yard touchdown pass from Nemo Bryant to Tyrone Hayes. The two-point conversion, no good. We'll take it.
Yeah.
4:15 remaining in the first half. 20-0. Brahmins with the lead. Kickoff after this. You're listening to Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
Whether you're pulling a travel trailer, boat trailer, utility trailer, or horse trailer, Ag 98 Trailer Sales and Automotive Accessories has the perfect hitch for your vehicle. Stop by Ag 98 Trailer Sales between Superior Muffer and Taylor Rental and check out their selection of hitches. From Kurt to Reese and Drawtight, Ag 98 has them all. For your livestock, RV, and heavy equipment hauling, Ag 98 Trailer Sales will outfit you with a BMW fifth wheel or gooseneck hitch. Ag 98 Trailer Sales and Automotive Accessories, 863-763-3555. 863-763-3555.
Hi, this is Santana Alvarez, and you are listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
20-0, Brahmins with the lead. A 38-yard touchdown pass from Nemo O'Brien to Tyrone Hayes. Two-point conversion, no good. 4:15 remaining in the first half, and Okeechobee a 20-0 lead. As the offense continues to make big plays. Juan Aguirre, a low line drive kick that's over everybody's head. That's going to die inside the five-yard line. Port St. Lucie's got to return it. They get somebody back there who now makes a pretty good run off the right sideline. Speeds his way down towards midfield, and he's off to the races. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Antonio Richardson. Folks, Jaguars had nobody back deep to return the kick. He ran 25 yards back to pick that ball up that died inside the five-yard line and then went and ran it 95 yards for a score.
And I tell you what, that always happens when you When a play like that and the offense have to scramble to get the ball, the kicking team get out of their run relationship and give up the lane down the sideline for the touchdown.
95-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Antonio Richardson, the sophomore wide receiver, an electric play in Okeechobee. Well, they haven't put this. Oh, there was a penalty called against.
Oh.
They called a late penalty against against Port St. Lucie. I didn't see what the signal was. I just saw that it was against the Jaguars. They have not put the points up on the board. I don't know what these signals are that they're saying. Oh, they're going to Coach Pryor to see what they want to do. Do they want to take a spot on the field, or do they want to make them kick it again? Or do they want to kick it again, I mean? I don't know what this penalty could be.
I think the score is going to count. Maybe a celebration or something.
Okay, that's what it was. They put the six up there. I think you're right. It was a excessive celebration and type thing.
They was asking Coach, did he want it on the kickoff
right,
or did he want it on the extra point?
Give us a little time, folks. We'll figure it out for you.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have the microphones on the field there to tell us what happened. So the 95-yard kickoff return stands by Antonio Richardson. And this night got a little tougher for Okeechobee here. You know, they were on their way to kind of putting them out of this, but now the Jaguars have some life.
Yep. They give Okeechobee another almost 4 minutes here to come back out here on offense.
And that is true. 3:54 remaining here in the game, in the second quarter. I'm trying to speed it up, aren't I?
Yeah.
In the second quarter. And Jack, we're going to kick this? Yeah, they're going to go for this extra point. They're going to kick it. Which makes sense. I mean, if you've got a good kicker, you know. You're only down 14 right now. Kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 3:54 remaining in the second quarter, Okeechobee's lead is cut to 13. They lead 20-7. This is Brahman Football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC.
Wimmer Family Orthodontics uses only the latest technology. We are experts at using either the Damon System braces or Invisalign aligners. Both help to straighten your teeth and give you a beautiful smile. Dr. David Wimmer and Dr. Jennifer Schoenfeld are a father-daughter team with over 50 years of experience. Our friendly, dedicated staff will help you have a fun and effective orthodontic experience. Visit us at WimmerOrthodontics.com or at our Okeechobee office at 2025 Highway 441 North. Making a difference, one smile at a time. Wimmer Family Orthodontics, 863-467-2333. 32.
I'm Slade Schatzer, and you're listening to Brahman Football on WOKC.
So for the second time tonight, the Brahmins will receive the kickoff. This time a touchdown from Port St. Lucie, a 95-yard kickoff return by Antonio Richardson, who, by the way, you guessed it, another sophomore. He's a wide receiver for this Jaguar squad. 20-7, Okeechobee with the lead. I think it's important here for the Brahmins to answer.
Yes, I mean, they're going to call this a four-minute drive. Let's see what they can do with it.
And now, going back to the sidelines. What's the deal here? Port St. Lucie has no timeouts remaining, so Okeechobee call one.
Water break, maybe?
Well, they've already had that. It's not the midway part of the quarter. The only thing I can think of is that maybe Okeechobee called one to get themselves ready for an onside kick. In any case, sir, both teams went back to the sideline. There's 3:54 remaining in the second quarter. The Brahmins lead 20-7. Karis Johns, a 4-yard touchdown run. Nemo O'Brien, a 3-yard touchdown run. A 38-yard touchdown pass from Bryant to Tyrone Hayes. And then a 95-yard kickoff return by Antonio Richardson for the Jaguars. And that's where we stand. 20-7, the Brahmins with the lead. And now the Jaguars will again go back out there. Richardson going to go off the field. And one of these days, we'll get this kickoff underway. Zachary Phillips will eventually kick it off. And now Richardson back out there. And here's Phillips, puts his right foot into it. It's a short kickoff. Will be taken by John White at the 35-yard line. Off to the right side, looking for the block. Up to the 40, to the 45, and that's where he's going to be knocked down. And good field position for the Browns with 3:46 remaining in this second quarter. 20-7, Okeechobee with the lead. Browns have looked pretty good here tonight. They did have one turnover, and then, of course, they gave up the long kickoff return on special teams. You know that's not going to sit well with Coach Pryor.
Well, I tell you what, the Brahmins, they don't have to get in a big hurry here. They can still run the ball, do what they need to do. There's plenty of time to go down and get a score.
Yep, absolutely. They've got two timeouts remaining, too, so it's not like, you know, they have to worry about that. 3:46 remaining in the second quarter. Nemo O'Brien with Karis Johns to his right. Nemo's going to take it himself up the middle. Breaks a tackle. Pass midfield. And down close to the 45-yard line. Yerby with the tackle. 5-yard pickup on the play. Second down and 5 from the 48-yard line. Okeechobee right back to the line of scrimmage. Clock rolling. 3:24 to go in the first half. 20-7. Okeechobee the lead. Nemo Bryant running again. This time he is met in the backfield and tackled by Clinton Carlos Angelo. Carlos Angelo, the junior linebacker, makes the tackle. Loss of a couple. Third down and call it 6. Loss of a yard. Clock rolling under 3 minutes to go. Brahmins back to the line of scrimmage. Hayes split out wide to the left. Requena wide to the right. Snap back to Karis Johns. And he is drilled as soon as he picks it up. My goodness. Stalker, the first man there. Also in on the tackle was Tavis Jean-Francois. And Okeechobee going the wrong way.
And they take a timeout. It felt like they have been rushing, but
yeah,
they're in control.
It's fourth down and 10 on that loss of 3 yards. Timeout on the field. We'll step away. 2:43 remaining in the first half. Okeechobee facing fourth and 10 from midfield. When we come back, this is Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O. Okeechobee leads 20-7. Back after this on WOKC.
Royals Furniture and Appliances, we're your hometown store. We want to get to know you. Walk into Royals and feel our friendly, low-pressure sales approach. We'll help you find the furniture and appliances that are the right fit for you. We want to be your choice for furniture and appliances for a lifetime. Experience the Royal shopping difference. Royals Furniture, make it your home.
Hometown store, serving hometown people. Rely on Royals Furniture.
Visit RoyalsFurnitureInc.com.
This is Thomas Crum, and you're listening to the Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Okeechobee, 4th and 10 from their own 49-yard line. Boy, they've got some confidence in their defense, don't they? If they don't make this, Port St. Lucie will be at midfield with a couple minutes left. Low snap, Nemo O'Brien with the ball, rolls out to his right. Now he's going to tuck in and go. He's got a lane, he's got the first down, and he's knocked out of bounds. And then there's a flag on the play on the late hit by Port St. Lucie. And that's going to move Okeechobee way down into Port St. Lucie territory. A gutsy call, a gutsy run by Nemo O'Brien. Picks up the first down, 11 yards on the carry, and tack on 15 more.
Yes, it was a bad snap from the start, and Nemo O'Brien had to go down by his feet and pick that ball up. He was looking downfield, but saw a lane, decided to tuck in and run and pick up that first down.
They could put him out all the way down to the 25-yard line. Plenty of time, 2:33 remaining in the first half. And that just the weapon that Nemo O'Brien is. I mean, you just, he is a special player. First and 10 from the Jaguar 25-yard line. Low snap, Nemo O'Brien with the ball, throws it over left side, knocked away. It was intended for Chris Requena. In fact, Requena ended up being the defensive back on the play as Antonio Richardson almost made that interception on a pass that Bryant probably shouldn't have made.
Yes, he was trying. He did a jump throw, but that's hard to do throwing the ball 30, 40 yards down the field.
Second and 10 now from the Jaguar 25-yard line. 2:26 remaining in the first half, 20-7. Okeechobee with the lead. Nemo runs to the sideline, gets the play call, goes back to the huddle, and now they'll go to the line of scrimmage. Requena and White will be split out wide to the left. Karis Johns in the backfield with Nemo Bryant. Santana Alvarez, the wide receiver, split out wide right. Nemo looking to throw. Screen pass over left side to Karis Johns. Makes a move, but he is going to be brought down as hanging in there, making the tackle is Gabriel Juhas. Not a lot on that play. It's going to bring up third down and long. Looks like no gain on the play.
I'll tell you what, the Brahmins right now do not want to get Fort St. Lucie feeling like they can play with Okeechobee right now.
Actually, they lost a yard on the play. And this front seven by the Jaguars has begun to penetrate here. The Brahmin offensive line, of course, that's not really the offensive line's fault. That was a screen pass that, you know, you're trying to... You're letting them rush it a little bit, but nice job by this front seven by the Jaguars to hang back, make the tackle. Third down and 11. Snap back to Nemo Bryant, looking to throw. Deep down the right side, looking for the receiver, Alvarez. Can't make the catch. Incomplete at the goal line. Coverage on the play by two Jaguars. Jeremiah Spear and also Jalen Hunter. And that brings up fourth down and 11 from the 26-yard line. Okeechobee going to go for it. Now, the past few times we've seen this happen, it's been a Nemo Bryant scramble that has picked up the first down. If you're Port St. Lucie, you got to be ready for that, right?
Yes. And I tell you what, that was, we didn't complete that pass, but Nemo Bryant put that pass where it had to be.
Yeah, and Alvarez almost brought it in one-handed. Yeah. It was dropped right in there, and... Alvarez, who had two defensive backs on him, almost brought in the one-handed catch there, which would have been phenomenal. Here we go. Fourth down and 11 from the Jaguar 26-yard line. Bryant looking to throw. Screen pass up the middle to Karis Johns. Got to break a tackle. He does. Over close to the 15-yard line. And he's going to be pulled back. He does not pick up the first down.
It was close.
He's going to be short. I said the 15. He was actually down to the 20-yard line. So it will be turnover on downs at the 20. He was about 3 yards short of that first down on that screen pass. So a pickup of 8 yards on the screen pass to Karis Johns, who did break a tackle, almost made the conversion. So Jaguars get the ball back, 20-7. Okeechobee with the lead, 1:18 remaining in the first half. First and 10 for the Jaguars at their own 20-yard line. Jordan McKenna, quarterback, and he's got nobody. It's an empty backfield. Throws it over right side, and it's incomplete. Intended for Phillips. Zachary Phillips, the senior wide receiver, can't make the catch there. Clock stops, 1:13 remaining. Second down and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
And the Jaguars have to be careful here themselves. They want to score, but they do not want to get the Brahmins the ball back with that big play ability that the Brahmins have.
20-7, Okeechobee leading. 1:13 remaining in the second quarter. It's been a long first half. I feel like it is anyway. McKenna dropping back the pass. Throws over left side, overshoots the intended receiver. That's Richardson. Clock stops, 1:06 remaining in this first half. And it's third down and 10. Make a stop right here, call a timeout, and you can get the ball back with some pretty good field position with a minute remaining or so.
Yeah, if the Jaguars going to pass, I mean, that'll stop the clock, so... The Brahmins got a chance to get this ball back with some time left.
Let's see what Jaguars will attempt to do here. Okeechobee with one timeout remaining. 1:06 remaining in the first half. Okeechobee leading 20-7. Karis Johns, Nemo Bryant with rushing touchdowns, and then Nemo Bryant a 38-yard touchdown pass to Tyrone Hayes. Jordan McKenna flanked by two running backs. Motion to the right. Screen pass. No, a fake screen pass. And now McKenna in a whole lot of trouble. Has got to throw the ball away. Out of bounds. Clock stops with 59 seconds remaining in the first half. And it's fourth down and 10 from the Jaguar 20-yard line. And they're going to have to punt. Okeechobee will have some time to do something. And they got to save their timeout, by the way. They get a timeout. So that was an incomplete pass.
Do the Brahmins go for the block again right here, or they try to do the return?
I think they'd be aggressive, and I think they're going to go for the block right here. Jazari Cord is going to hang out around midfield. We'll we'll see what they decide. What's the punt here? The punter is Jordan Quillen. Snap back to him. Punt almost blocked again. It's a high kick. It'll bounce at midfield, take an Okeechobee bounce and die at midfield. And the clock stops with 50 seconds remaining. And Okeechobee, first and 10 from the 50.
From the 50, 50 seconds left, and one timeout.
We'll see what Okeechobee tries to do here. 20-7, the Brahmins with the lead. Port St. Lucie will get the ball to start the second half. And the Brahmins with the ball right at the 50-yard line. Hear the marching band in the background. Nice atmosphere here at Port St. Lucie High School. The weather has held out. There's been no rain. And the temperature's been good. The crowd's been good. Okeechobee now. And now whistles blow again.
Be the little game.
You got to be kidding me. Wow. That's out of the timeouts. No, it's against Port St. Lucie.
Legal substitution.
Okay. Well, then good. It shouldn't be a delay of game coming off of a timeout.
Yeah.
First and five from the Port St. Lucie 45-yard line as you mark 5 yards off against the Jaguars. Nemo Bryant takes a snap. And he's looking to throw. Across the middle, almost intercepted. Overshot the receiver, Santana Alvarez. Just overthrew him, and it looks like there's another flag on the field. And this might be against Port St. Lucie. They don't look very happy right now. Could be defensive holding, which would be an automatic first down. Here's the signal from the official. It's holding against the defense. So that's a break for Okeechobee. 43 seconds remaining in the first half. Mark off 5 more yards. It's a first down for the Brahmins from the Jaguar 40-yard line. 43 seconds remaining in the first half. Deep pass down the right side. Almost caught by Requena and then dropped. Lawrence Roker, the sophomore defensive back, was there to knock it down, but boy, I thought Requena was going to catch that and then just walk into the end zone. It hit his hands. There was a little contact from Roker. But I think Requena would tell you he needs to have stronger hands right there to make that catch.
Yes, I mean, he cut back inside to try to steal that one because it looked like he had a chance to be intercepted.
Back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 from the Jaguar 40-yard line. Here is Karis Johns up the middle. Spins, bounces it outside, trying to get to the edge. Breaks a tackle. And he will be brought down near the 20-yard line. And now there's an injured Jaguar. Call it the 25-yard line. 15-yard pickup by Karis Johns. Clock stops. 26 seconds remaining in this first half, and a nice run and a gutsy play call by Coach Joe Smith.
They think it's a timeout, but it's an injury timeout,
yeah.
So they need to get the play called and get ready to snipe the ball because the referee is going to wind that clock.
Yeah, there's an injury to a Jaguar. It's Antonio Richardson, and he's going to come off the field. How they blow the whistle to the coaching staff. Did the Brahmins call their timeout just to...
No, they didn't. They took an advantage of that injury timeout.
Okay. 26 seconds remaining. Brahmins do have a timeout remaining. 20-7, the Brahmins with the lead. It is first and 10 from the Jaguar 25-yard line. There's a 15-yard run by Karis Johns.
There's the clock now.
Clock rolling now, 23 seconds. It'll be under 20 by the time they get this snap. And now Okeechobee going to... No, there's a flag.
Jaguar must have 12 people on the field.
What's the penalty here? This is against Port St. Lucie. Mark off 5 more yards against them. Boy, this has been a meltdown by the Jaguars' defense. Now it's down to the 21-yard line. Clock rolling, 17 seconds. Okeechobee's got to get this playoff quicker. Snap back to Karis Johns. Run up the middle, no gain. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And now timeout called with 7 seconds remaining in the first half.
Oh, wow.
Were they trying to maybe set it up for a field goal? Kind of looked like that, you know, they were almost just running it to get to the hash mark so they could maybe position it a little better for a field goal, but I don't see that happening.
You take that timeout with 25 seconds left, and then
Okeechobee has struggled the past few weeks with last-minute drives in the first half. It happened against Westwood. It happened last week against Immokalee as well. And, you know, time management has been a bit of an issue. But 7 seconds remaining, and they still have an opportunity to let this one pay off. It's first down from the 10-yard line. First and goal from inside the 10-yard line. Clock rolling 5 seconds. 4 seconds. They got to get the snap off. They do. Here's a throw over right side to Chris Requena. And it's going to be knocked away. Flag on the play. This will be pass interference. Okeechobee will get one untimed down at the goal line, at the 1 yard line. They're going to call pass interference against the Jaguars.
I don't understand if Okeechobee called the timeout, why did he wind the clock before the snap?
They must not have called the timeout. There must have been another penalty because, look, that play was at the 10-yard line. I think there's another penalty that was called against Port St. Lucie that we missed. Here's an untimed down. First and goal from the 1 yard line. No time on the clock. Harris Johns with the ball. He's bottled up in the backfield and brought down. What a play by the defensive lineman. Jaden Andres Gomez made the tackle and kept Okeechobee out of the end zone here at the half. Disappointing end of the first half for Okeechobee, but a good half overall as they lead 20-7. And, boy, you know what? I almost just tip your cap to the Jaguars yes. defender that made that play because that's a lot of pressure and good penetration by that defensive line for Port St. Lucie. But Okeechobee with some big plays of their own. They lead 20-7 here at the half. Marvin, your thoughts?
Well, I tell you what, I like what the offense did early on. Came out running the ball, wasn't making mistakes. You know, it didn't end like that here in the first half. But we got something to go and make adjustments and come back out in the second half.
Karis Johns, a 4-yard touchdown run. Nemo O'Brien, a 3-yard touchdown run. Nemo O'Brien, a 38-yard touchdown pass to Tyrone Hayes. It all adds up to a 20-7 halftime lead for the Brahmins. Coming up next, Billy Dean will have your weekend schedule of ball games in both college and NFL. It's the Glades Media Gridiron Report, and it's coming up here at the half. 20-7, the Brahmins with the lead. This is Brahmin Football here on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
Nobody cooks chicken like Popeyes. Seriously, who else marinates their chicken for 12 hours in real Louisiana spices? Nobody, that's who. Popeyes even hand batters and breads each piece in store, so you're getting the freshest, most delicious chicken out there. Popeyes was born in New Orleans, and you can taste Louisiana difference in everything they cook. From Popeyes' deliciously crispy chicken to their cool, creamy coleslaw and homestyle mashed potatoes with Cajun gravy, it's all so, so good. And don't get me started on those biscuits. Taste the Louisiana difference for yourself, only at Popeyes.
I can't believe they'll pay for the whole thing.
Believe it. Industrial Skills Training Academy, a 3-year state-of-the-art multi-craft academy in Clewiston, is now accepting applications. ISTA offers hands-on training for young adults to gain mechanical, fabrication, welding, and electrical skills at absolutely no charge. And the students get paid to learn a trade.
And students get paid?
Yes, learn close to home. To apply, log on to ISTA Tech. That's ISTA.
Have you got bugs at your place? Then you need to call Ace. Ace Pest Control has been providing quality, dependable, and professional service to residents and businesses in Okeechobee, Martin, Osceola, Glades, and Western St. Lucie County since 1970. Ace Pest Control offers services for roaches, ants, fleas, rodents, and more. We also do lawn spraying, prevention, and problem solving too. Ace Pest Control, locally owned and operated by Randy and Vivian Pierce Wright. For a free estimate, call 863-763-6029. 863-763-6029.
What is Supply Line? Good question. Supply Line is there for you when you need them. Supply Line is available for delivery around the lake. Supply Line services local business, big business, and residential customers. Supply Line is open to the public with no membership required. Supply Line offers great deals on janitorial supplies, paper products, cleaning chemicals, safety supplies, and more. 1650 Highway 70 East, just east of Marathon, 357-1203.
Rely on Supply Line. Service like no one else.
I'm injury attorney Steve Hoskins. Brahmin football was a local tradition the community needs now more than ever. Another tradition is the hometown service my team gives accident victims. I've helped the injured over 40 years. Hurt in an accident? For a free case review, call 357-5800, click htllfirm.com, or stop by our local office on Parrott Avenue. Go Brahmins!
At Wawa, we've always had you covered when it comes to options. And now, we're adding even more with delivery, curbside, and order ahead options in the Wawa app. Slammed with back-to-back meetings? We'll deliver. Want to finish the song you're listening to? Choose curbside. Get more minutes back in your day by going with our order ahead option.
Welcome to Wawa.
No matter what your day looks like, Wawa how you wanna. Download the Wawa app today.
I'm Dr. Melissa Kendall from Everglades Pediatric Dentistry. Want to give your child something to smile about? Choose a pediatric dentist when you're searching for your child's dental home. Why choose Everglades Pediatric Dentistry? Whether your child is super shy or super chatty, we know how to handle every personality that walks through the doors. We know how to make your child's visit fun. Most of our patients can't wait to come back. Now just imagine, a child who wants to go to the dentist. That is something to smile about. Everglades Pediatric Dentistry, 863-357-7338.
South State has money available when you need it most through a home equity line of credit. With a home equity line of credit from South State, you can use the equity you've built in your home for major purchases, repairs, and renovations. You can borrow as much or as little as you need whenever you need it, up to an approved credit limit. Stop in at South State in Okeechobee to learn how. 2100 South Parrott Avenue in Okeechobee, an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
WOKC halftime coverage of Okeechobee Brahmin football is brought to you by
Supply Line, Ace Pest Control, Ag 98 Trailer Sales and Automotive Accessories, KFC of Okeechobee, Wemmer Orthodontics, South State, Popeye's Chicken, Royals Furniture, Appliance and Bedding, Everglades Pediatric Dentistry, Hoskins & Turco, Industrial Skills Training Academy, and Wawa of Okeechobee.
Now, the Glades Media Gridiron Report with Billy Dean on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM and 1570 AM WOKC, Okeechobee's true country.
Good evening, I'm Billy Dean. It's now time for the Glades Media Gridiron Report. 5-minute segment halftime of Brahmin football games. We run down your schedule of top 25 college teams and Florida teams and your NFL teams for this coming weekend. Starting off at high noon tomorrow, the number one Georgia Bulldogs are on the road against Vanderbilt. Number two ranked Michigan Wolverines host Indiana. Kenny's number three ranked Ohio State Buckeyes are on the road against Purdue. The number fourth ranked Florida State Seminoles host Syracuse. The Alabama Crimson Tide come in this week, ranked number 11th, host Arkansas. At 3 p.m., the 16th ranked Utah Utes host California. 6th ranked Penn State Nittany Lions host Massachusetts. And the showdown of the weekend, top 10 teams in the Pac-12 for the last time this year before they move to the Big Ten next year, the number 8th ranked Oregon Ducks are on the road against the 7th ranked Washington Huskies. Also at 3:30, the number 19th ranked Tennessee Volunteers host Texas A&M. Number 23-ranked Kansas Jayhawks are on the road against Oklahoma State. And the Florida Gators travel to Williams-Brice Stadium in Columbia, South Carolina to take on the South Carolina Gamecocks. Our coverage begins at 2 p.m. with a tailgater pregame show. Kickoff is at 3:30 on the SEC Network. The South Florida Bulls host the Florida Atlantic Owls also at 3:30. That game will be on ESPN2. At 6:30, the 14th-ranked Louisville Cardinals are on the road against Pittsburgh. At 7 p.m., the number 19th ranked Washington State Cougars host Arizona. An SEC matchup at 7 p.m. on ESPN. And a battle of Tigers, the 22nd ranked LSU Tigers host the Auburn Tigers. At 7:30, the 21st-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish host the 10th-ranked USC Trojans. The number 25-ranked Miami Hurricanes are on the road against North Carolina Tar Heels in an ACC matchup at 7:30 on ABC. Also at 7:30, an SEC matchup on the SEC Network, the 24th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats host the Missouri Tigers. At 8 p.m. on Fox, the 15th-ranked Oregon State Beavers host the 18th-ranked UCLA Bruins. And at 8 p.m., wrapping up your college football lineup for Saturday, the 17th-ranked Duke Blue Devils host North Carolina State. In NFL action this coming Sunday at 1 p.m., the Miami Dolphins host the Carolina Panthers on CBS. This information is from an article on ESPN.com from Dolphins beat writer Marcel Luis Jacques. Over the past 3 weeks, the Miami Dolphins have rushed for 714 yards. That's more than 27 NFL teams have gained rushing in all 5 weeks. Running back Devon Achane was responsible for 455 yards in that three-week span as the rookie has burst onto the scene with speed and vision. Achane is averaging 12.1 yards per rush, which is nearly 2 yards more than any other player in NFL history through his first 5 games with a minimum of 25 rushes. But the Dolphins will have to look elsewhere for that production, at least for the next 4 weeks. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Achane has been placed on injured reserve with a knee injury, meaning he will miss at least the next 4 games. Losing a player who's produced like Achane is never ideal, but the Dolphins have options in the backfield to stay afloat until the speedster returns. Raheem Mostert is tied with the San Francisco 49ers' Christian McCaffrey for the most rushing touchdowns with 7, and Mostert is poised to handle an additional workload. Despite Achane's emergence, Mostert has rushed for 314 yards and is on pace for his first career 1,000-yard season. The Dolphins also have veteran Jeff Wilson Jr., who has spent the first 4 games on injured reserve. Head coach Mike McDaniel said Wednesday the team will activate Wilson's 21-day practice window this week. While the tandem may not be as explosive as Mostert and Achane, who own 4 of the 8 fastest ball carrier speeds recorded this season by NFL Next Gen Stats, Mostert and Wilson each averaged more than 4.5 yards per carry last season while splitting the workload. In other NFL action this coming Sunday, the Washington Redskins are on the road against the Atlanta Falcons. The Chicago Bears host the Minnesota Vikings. Cincinnati Bengals host the Seattle Seahawks. Cleveland Browns host the San Francisco 49ers. The Jacksonville Jaguars in an AFC South matchup host the Indianapolis Colts as Gardner Minshew will be starting in place of Anthony Richardson. And the last game at 1 o'clock is the Houston Texans hosting the New Orleans Saints. At 4:05 on CBS, the Las Vegas Raiders host the New England Patriots. The Los Angeles Rams host the Arizona Cardinals at 4:25. The New York Jets host the Philadelphia Eagles. And Baker and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers host the Detroit Lions at 4:25 on Fox. In Sunday Night Football on NBC, the Buffalo Bills host the New York Giants at 8:20. In Monday Night Football, the Los Angeles Chargers host the Dallas Cowboys on ABC and ESPN. The Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers have the week off. That is your Glades Media Gridiron Report. I'm Billy Dean for your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC. Ag 98 Trailer Sales is now located between Superior Muffler and Taylor Rental, right off Highway 98 in Okeechobee. The whole crew at Ag 98 Trailer Sales invite you to stop by and see their large assortment of trailers for your livestock, recreational vehicles, and equipment hauling needs. Ag 98 Trailer Sales can hook you up with a trailer that will get the job done right and fits your budget. Ag 98 carries CM truck beds, cattle feeders, and more. When you're ready to buy a trailer, call Ag 98 Trailer Sales, 863-763-3033, and ask for Jim Davis.
Wimmer Family Orthodontics uses only the latest technology. We are experts at using either the Damon System braces or Invisalign aligners. Both help to straighten your teeth and give you a beautiful smile. Dr. David Wimmer and Dr. Jennifer Schoenfeld are a father-daughter team with over 50 years of experience. Our friendly, dedicated staff will help you have a fun and effective orthodontic experience. Visit us at WimmerOrthodontics.com or at our Okeechobee office at 2025 Highway 441 North. Making a difference, one smile at a time. Wimmer Family Orthodontics, 863-467-2330.
Royal Furniture and Appliances. We're your hometown store. We want to get to know you. You can have the furniture and appliances that are the right fit for you and your family. We'll help you build your in-store credit with in-house financing. We want to be your choice for furniture and appliances for a lifetime. Experience the Royal shopping difference. Royal's Furniture. Make it your home.
Hometown store serving hometown people. Rely on Royal's Furniture.
Visit RoyalsFurnitureInc.com.
Nobody cooks chicken like Popeyes. Seriously, who else marinates their chicken for 12 hours in real Louisiana spices? Nobody, that's who. Popeyes even hand batters and breads each piece in store, so you're getting the freshest, most delicious chicken out there. Popeyes was born in New Orleans, and you can taste Louisiana difference in everything they cook. From Popeyes' deliciously crispy chicken to their cool, creamy coleslaw and homestyle mashed potatoes with Cajun gravy, it's all so, so good. And don't get me started on those biscuits. Taste the Louisiana difference for yourself, only at Popeyes.
WOKC halftime coverage has been presented by
Supply Line, Ace Pest Control, Ag 98 Trailer Sales and Automotive Accessories, KFC of Okeechobee, Wemmer Orthodontics, South State, Popeye's Chicken, Royals Furniture, Appliance and Bedding, Everglades Pediatric Dentistry, Hoskins and Turco, Industrial Skills Training Academy, and Wawa of Okeechobee.
The second half kickoff is next. So here's Ken Keller and Coach Marvin Roberts on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM and 1570 AM WOKC, Okeechobee's True Country.
Halftime here at Port St. Lucie High School on 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC. Ken Keller alongside Marvin Roberts. Once again, my thanks to Charles Murphy back at the studio for producing tonight's game. Okeechobee leading 20-7. And Marvin, we got some news heading into the third quarter. Jazari Cord, who we saw getting worked on by Port St. Lucie trainers at halftime, he is out of uniform, no shoulder pads, and looks like he's out for the second half. So I'm not sure what happened with him, but he is out, and that's a big loss, not only special teams-wise and wide receiver-wise, but he's one of their starting safeties who's had a really good year. So Okeechobee's already starting a freshman with Gabe Pacheco at one of the safeties. Now they're going to have another backup, you know, in there, unless they decide to move Karis Johns back to safety again. But that'll be something to keep an eye on.
Yes, I mean, that is something that the Brahmins, they are flexible on defense. They done moved a lot of different guys around in different places, so maybe they'll be okay in that spot, but they're definitely going to miss Zari Coyd.
That's why they're
here on defense.
Yeah, and he's been having a good year. You feel for the kid because he's bided his time, waited his time, and has had a really good year. So hopefully he's okay, and he doesn't miss any more than just tonight. 20-7 here at the half. Scoring got underway in the first quarter. Looked like Okeechobee was going to run away with this one. They led 6-0 after a 4-yard touchdown run by Karis Johns. That was on the first drive of the night. Then later in the quarter, in the first quarter, Nemo Bryant capped off a drive with a 3-yard touchdown. They got the 2-point conversion after missing it the first time. And after the end of the first quarter, Okeechobee led 14-0. They led 20-0 at one point, when Nemo Bryant found Tyrone Hayes from 38 yards out on a touchdown pass. But then on the ensuing kickoff, Antonio Richardson took it 95 yards to the house after it went over everybody's head. He had to chase it down to the 5-yard line, picked it up, and ran it all the way back. And then Okeechobee had an opportunity to get that back near the end of the first half. Some miscues, and they ran out of time. They had one untimed play here before the half, and Karis Johns was blown up in the backfield, and Okeechobee missed out on an opportunity right there. Kind of really put a damper on that first half, I believe, because I really feel like you could have gone a long way to making yourself feel pretty good going into the second half. But now Port St. Lucie has some life to them.
Yes, I'm telling you, and I tell you what, the Brahmins, they only can remember two mistakes, but those were big mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
They fumbled the ball once, and also getting out of position on that kickoff return that got Port St. Lucie right in this game right now.
Well, the running game for Okeechobee was very good in the first half. I got to credit Port St. Lucie for adjusting, because in that second quarter, they were really able to contain that Brahmin running game. They weren't running up and down the field like they were in the first quarter. And that defense for the Jaguars really came to life, and they're starting to give this Brahmin offensive line some fits.
Yes, and their secondary ain't bad, though, guys back there. They've been covering well. So, you know, like you say, the Brahmins could have fits here in this second half if they don't come out and establish that running game again.
I think the offensive line needs to come together and really shows some pride right here. In fact, at halftime, I did see Coach Pryor talking to Vincent Cannellini and Juan Aguirre, two of his senior offensive linemen. And they were laughing. They were smiling and joking around and stuff, so it was a light conversation. But I got the sense that it was like, listen, we need you two to kind of take the lead here and bring these lines together and see if we can put this away in the second half. That, at least in my imagination, that's what they were talking about.
But having said that, I think everyone has a group, even the skill position players, the wide receivers, the running backs, those guys have to chip in and make some good blocks also.
You have an opportunity here to go three and out. Port St. Lucie receives the second half kickoff. And then if you can put get a touchdown drive right after that, then, you're right back feeling pretty good about that. We'll step away when we come back. The second half kickoff is coming up next. Okeechobee leading Port St. Lucie 20-7. This is Brahman Football and your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
I can't believe they'll pay for the whole thing.
Believe it. Why go into debt with a student loan? Industrial Skills Training Academy is now accepting applications. ISTA gives young adults the opportunity to gain heavy equipment and diesel mechanic skills at no cost. And students get paid to learn a trade.
And students get paid?
Yes. Learn close to home. Located on U.S. Sugar's manufacturing facility in Lewiston. To apply, log on to ISTA Tech. That's ISTA.tech.
Hi, this is Tyrone Hayes, and you are listening to Brahman Football on WOKC.
Just a few minutes away from the kickoff here tonight, Okeechobee will kick off as they Port St. Lucie deferred, and Okeechobee got the kickoff to start the game. Now they will kick off to start this second half. I think you have an opportunity to kind of establish yourself defensively. It would be great to see a three and out.
Yes, exactly. I say you come out, kick the ball deep, and challenge your defense to come out and hold them strong.
Now, the defense was outstanding in the first half. Remember, the Jaguar touchdown came on special teams. Defensively, Okeechobee held this Jaguar offense in check. Jordan McKenna, not a lot of time to do anything other than some short passes. Jordan Tolbert, the running back, had no room running. We talked about the changes in the starting lineup here tonight with Karis Johns starting at middle linebacker, moving in from safety to middle linebacker. Now we'll see what Okeechobee does in the secondary with Jazari Cord out of this game and already starting a freshman in Gabe Pacheco, who, by the way, played pretty well.
Yeah, and Port St. Lucie's strong point is going to be passing the ball. And they got some receivers out there. They can stand back there and try to throw the ball. So Okeechobee's weakness in the second half could be the secondary with having to move things around.
Let's take a one-minute break. When we come back, we will have the second half kickoff. 20-7, Brahmins with the lead as we get ready for the start of the third quarter. This is Brahman Football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
Have you got bugs at your place? Then you need to call Ace. Ace Pest Control has been providing quality, dependable, and professional service to residents and businesses in Okeechobee, Martin, Osceola, Glades, and Western St. Lucie County since 1970. Ace Pest Control offers services for roaches, ants, fleas, rodents, and more. Ace Pest Control, locally owned and operated by Randy and Vivian Pierce Wright. For a free estimate, call 863-763-6029. Ace Pest Control, proud sponsor of Brahmins and Gator Sports on WOKC.
What is Supply Line? Good question. Supply Line is there for you when you need them. Supply Line is available for delivery around the lake. Supply Line services local business, big business, and residential customers. Supply Line is open to the public with no membership required. Supply Line offers great deals on janitorial supplies, paper products, cleaning chemicals, safety supplies, and more. 1650 Highway 70 East, just east of Marathon, 357-1203.
Rely on Supply Line. Service like no one else.
Hi, this is Vincent Cantellini, and you are listening to Brahman Football on WOKC.
Now we're ready to start the third quarter as Juan Aguirre will kick off for the Brahmins. They are, like we've seen this entire game, they've got their team out there ready to go. Port St. Lucie late coming in. Now you start to see them come out onto the field. Jordan Tolbert will be back deep, along with Antonio Richardson. Actually, it's not Tolbert. I'm sorry. That is Emmanuel McKenzie, the junior defensive back. He's the old man on the special teams as a junior. And we'll see. Okeechobee has kicked short most of the night here tonight. In fact, McKenzie and Richardson, they're all the way back on their 30. Now, this is how Port St. Lucie, we returned it for a touchdown before. They lined up like this, real short. Now they're going back deep. But Wanagiri was able to kick it over their head. They went back and picked it up and took it all the way to the house. Now they're lined up at their 20. Still not thinking that Aguirre's going to kick it that deep. This is the most analysis we've had on a second half kickoff all season long, isn't it?
You see on Port St. Lucie, they're anticipating their onside kick, so they got their guys up close.
They got their hands team out there, too. There's no big guys on that front line. It's all skill position guys. Any day now, guys. Let's start this thing.
Where are the officials?
Oh, that's what we're waiting. There's no officials. Maybe they're still in line for the burgers. I don't know. You're right. There are no officials on the field right now. Where are you guys? This is a new one for me.
Yes.
I'm looking. We don't.
Oh, man.
This isn't good.
Hope nothing didn't happen.
I mean, I don't want to speculate, but I've seen enough youth baseball games where the officials leave like
halfway they come
through.
Now.
Are they coming? Come on, guys.
Yeah.
This is wild.
They're taking their time, too.
Oh, they sure are. That's... Wow, they're walking, too. I mean... Well, that's a new one for me. So you're an official. What's the protocol in there? You guys are in the locker room at halftime. How do you guys know when to come out?
Well, you know when to come out because you got the when you go in there, you set the clock. You know how long the halftime is. You set the clock and you come out the locker room on time. Unless they were waiting on some water or something, I don't know.
Sarcastic cheer from the crowd as the officials do come out. Delay a game on the officials. That's what I heard. Give both teams 5 yards. Wow, this is strange. But what do you guys do at halftime? You guys, is it you just getting a snack? Is it in the restroom? You guys talking about things? I mean,
yeah, you talk about the first half. You talk about things to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just go over the game plan and what to look out for this in the second half.
Well, the officials are ready. Which means we're ready. And Wanagiri will tee it up on his own 40-yard line. Richardson and McKenzie back deep-ish at their own 15-yard line. Onside kick, and it is mishandled but knocked out of bounds by the up-back. Jeremiah Spear knocked it out of bounds. Pretty good field position for Port St. Lucie. And again, it wouldn't be a Brahman kickoff if you didn't see some kind of onside kick or squib or... something goofy to start a half.
And I like that.
Yeah, keeps things interesting, doesn't it?
Yes.
20-7, Okeechobee with the lead. Port St. Lucie coming out for the first drive of the second half. And look at this, they're not even going to put it on a five. They're going to put it right at the where it should be, at the 38. At the 38-yard line. Jordan McKenna, the quarterback, motion to the right is the outback. Here's the handoff. And that's Tolbert, who is wrangled down by Wanagiri for a loss of a couple. Great penetration that time from the senior defensive tackle. Wanagiri gets in there and blows things up.
Yeah, Gary just came through. Doesn't even look like he was blocked.
Came through untouched, and now it's going to be second down and 12 from the Port St. Lucie 36-yard line. First drive of the second half, 20-7. Okeechobee with the lead. 11 and a half minutes to go here in this third quarter. Nemo Bryant, Karis Johns with rushing touchdowns. Nemo Bryant, a passing touchdown to Tyrone Hayes. And a 95-yard touchdown on the kickoff return by Antonio Richardson by Port St. Lucie. That's the scoring we had in the first half. McKenna flanked to each side by a running back. Wide receivers to each side. McKenna back to throw over left side. It says a short pass, which is caught and then brought down right there by Matthew May is the receiver. Picks up the 3 yards they lost on the first play. I didn't catch who made that catch. but it's a 3-yard pickup, and it's third down and 10 from the 38-yard line. Port St. Lucie likes to do the short passes. These Brahman linebackers and safeties have done a nice job jumping those routes.
Yes, and coming up and just making a sure tackle to keep them from getting any more gain after the catch.
Third and 10 for the Jaguars at their own 38-yard line. McKenna with twin wide receivers out to the right. Ball on the left hand, left side hash mark. McKenna looking to throw deep down the right side. Got his receiver, and oh, did he catch that? He did not. Popped out at the last minute. That was intended for Laverne Lane. It was a brilliant pass by McKenna right in the breadbasket, and actually thought Lane might have caught it for a big play. He does not, and now it's fourth and 10, and Port St. Lucie goes three and out.
I'm telling you what, though, man. McKenna, just being a sophomore, this kid has a nice arm.
That was an accurate throw, too, and Lane had a couple of yards on the defensive back. So, I mean, it could have been a big play. In the end, it's not, and Port St. Lucie is going to have to punt. 10-12 remaining in the third. And Jordan Quillen is back to punt. Back deep again, Okeechobee with a new punt returner, Gabe Pacheco. Once again, Jazari Cord, who normally is back there, was injured in the first half. He is out for the rest of the game. So now the freshman Pacheco will be the punt returner. Here's a snap back to Quillen. Puts his right foot into it. Low line drive kick. It's handled by Pacheco on the bounce. Spin move. Makes his move outside. And he's going to get up to about the 45-yard line. Flag down on the play. A couple of nice plays that time by McKenna. Nice moves by McKenna. First of all, not an easy punt to catch. And then he made a couple of nice moves. Let's sort out this flag. It's going to be a hold against Okeechobee, so mark him back 10 yards from wherever the hold is called. Brahman still will have pretty good field position, because it looks like they're going to mark this down at the 45-yard line. At their own 45 yards. So first and 10 for the Brahmins at their own 45. Oh, no, they're going to mark it off from there. So it'll be at the 35. I was about ready to say that's where Pacheco got tackled.
Yes.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Brahmins at their own 35-yard line. 9:59 to go in the third. Okeechobee with the ball, leading 20-7. Nice crowd on hand here for homecoming for the Jaguars. Jaguar fans were late arrivals, but they have filled their side of the field. Here is a handoff. This is Karis Johns on the left side. He'll break a few tackles. Pick this up past the 40 to the 41. A 6-yard pickup, and that'll make it second down and 6.
Seemed like the Brahmins know what they were successful with in the first half. They're coming out, hopefully establishes running game in the second half.
Probably second down and 4 is a 6-yard pickup. Second down and 4. Here's the snap back and flags come. That's going to be a procedure penalty called against the Brahmins. So basically wipe out that nice run by Karis Johns. Moving back 5 yards. It'll be second down and 9. .947 remaining in the third, 20-7. Okeechobee with the lead, their first offensive possession of the third quarter. Now they're back to the line of scrimmage, second down and 9 to go from the 36-yard line. Snap back to Karis Johns, and he's going to bounce around left side, cuts it inside, spin move, up past the 35. He's close to a first down. Boy, what a move by Karis Johns. He might have got it. 9-yard pickup. It is a first down. Move the chains on the 10-yard pickup by Karis Johns.
What moves by Johns over here on the left, running over the left side of the offensive line. And, you know, he was hit early, but he was able to stay on his feet and make a couple of spin moves and pick up the first down.
Karis Johns with excellent balance to go along with some good field vision as well. First and 10 for Okeechobee at their own 45-yard line. Snap back, this is John White, who gets a direct snap, and he's going to spin his way up the midfield, a 5-yard pickup. We'll make it second down and 5. John White's first carry of the game. So second down and 5 at midfield. Clock continues to roll, under 9 minutes to go in the third, back to the line of scrimmage. Snap back, this is John White again. He's got contact in the backfield, able to get his way up to the 50, to the 49, give him a yard pickup. It's going to be down third down and four. Multiple Jaguars in on the tackle, leading the way Jeremiah Spear, the defensive back who came in, and now we've got an injured Jaguar on the field. Injury timeout on the field, 8:35 to go in the third. 20-7, the Brahmins with the lead. They'll have it third and four from midfield when we come back. This is Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
I'm injury attorney Steve Hoskins, and our firm has been proud to have a staffed office in Okeechobee for over 25 years. I've been representing the injured for over 40 years, and I still believe in giving clients the same great customer service I started with in 1980. For a free case evaluation, call me, Steve Hoskins, at 357-5800 for either an office or phone appointment.
My name is William Crum, and you're listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Injured Jaguar still out on the field on his back, drinking some water. So I don't know if they're just, you know, trying to hydrate him here, what the issue is. As they continue to tend to the injured Jaguar at midfield, third down and call it four. At midfield for Okeechobee. We're going to take another injury timeout as they have not even gotten this young man up at midfield to walk him off. 20-7, Okeechobee leading, 8:35 to go in the third. Injury timeout when we come back. You're listening to Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
At Wawa, we've always had you covered when it comes to options. And now, we're adding even more with delivery, curbside, and order ahead options in the Wawa app. Slammed with back-to-back meetings? We'll deliver. Want to finish the song you're listening to? Choose curbside. Get more minutes back in your day by going with our order ahead option.
Welcome to Wawa.
No matter what your day looks like, Wawa how you wanna. Download the Wawa app today.
Hi, this is Xander Lindley, and you are listening to Brahmin Football at WOKC.
Gabriel Juhas is the injured Jaguar. He walks off the field under his own power. Third down and four at midfield for Okeechobee. 8:35 to go in the third. They lead 20-7. Okeechobee has been going direct snap to Karis Johns and John White. In fact, they're both out there now. Nemo Bryan is not on the field.
I think they got Nemo Bryan in the slot position.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, he is. Here's a direct snap to Karis Johns. He's got some room off the right side. Bounces it outside. And there he goes to the 20, the 10. He cuts it inside, and he's marked down inside the 10-yard line. 40 yards on the run by Karis Johns. Lightning quick off the right side.
And it always felt like Johns was ready to explode. And you saw it that time. He run over the right side and get up the sideline.
Brahmins quickly back to the line of scrimmage. And now we got timeout on the field. I think Port St. Lucie calling their first timeout. They do. And I can't blame them because Okeechobee was to the line of scrimmage lightning quick that time. What a play by Karis Johns. We've been waiting a few weeks to see Karis back into the running rotation. With him playing defense so much, they've been trying to, you know, save his body a little bit there. But he needs to be in that backfield.
Yeah, he's the type of runner that's going to run down a defense because the first guy is not going to get Johns. And he's just a tough runner. So you see him late in the game, you get him his touches late in the game, he could wear down the defense.
Yeah, that was a great run. And he has not had any real clear lanes to run tonight. So it's, you know, he's had to avoid penetration in the backfield. We've seen him do his multiple spin moves. Good balance with the leg. That time, he ran into the right part of the offensive line, bounced it outside, and then I thought there was a chance he was going to take it to the house, but nice job by the secondary for Port St. Lucie to chase him down. That being said, a 40-yard run by Karis Johns to set up Okeechobee nicely at their own 10-yard line. First and goal. I don't like how Okay, they got the yard. They got to put those yard markers down when it's first and goal. I mean, they should. That's usually what they're saying. But they got them standing up. It's first and goal. Okeechobee at their 10. I've run youth football chain games. Yeah. I know how it goes.
You know it.
I know. I know the rules. Here's a snap. It's a low snap handled by Karis Johnson. He fumbles it right to Port St. Lucie. Turnover. And the Jags have the ball. Coming up with that, Alexander Molion Matthew. It was a low snap. Karis Johns had a lot of trouble handling it. He picked it up. The ball was then poked out of his hands. Molion Matthews recovers it. Second turnover of the night for the Brahmins. And a promising drive ends with a turnover.
I tell you, the Brahmins was on the move. They had a good game plan, running the ball well that series.
It's just self-inflicted wounds that are hurting Okeechobee here tonight. That was a big one. They had an opportunity to go up three scores. And now the defense is going to have to get back to work. So the Brahmin defense back out there. And by the way, Nemo Bryant is the one that's filling in at safety for Jazari Court.
Okay.
I think that is important here. Here's a snap back and a handoff to Tolbert. Not a whole lot of room there. And he is stopped at the line of scrimmage. Fred Hill, Vincent Cannellini, Matthew May, and Juan Aguirre all in there on the tackle, along with, of course, John White. They do give him 2 yards on the play. Second down and 8 from the 20-yard line. 20-7, Okeechobee with the lead. 7.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Brahmins with their second turnover of the night. Give the ball back to Port St. Lucie, but Okeechobee defense has held this Jaguar offense in check. They have not had anything going for them tonight. Here's a snap back. This is a direct snap to Yerby. And he is drilled in the backfield. Vincent Cannellini, Matthew May are the first ones there. No gain, third down and 5 from the 21-yard line. We talked about Port St. Lucie. They scored 40 points in the first week of the season. Since then, in their last 5 games, they scored 3. Tonight, they got 7 points, but that was off special teams.
Exactly.
So this offense for Port St. Lucie has struggled mightily this year. And right now, Okeechobee, another chance to get off the field. Third down and 5 from the 21-yard line. Call it third down and 4. Here's a snap back, direct snap to Yerby. He's going to run in that line of scrimmage, and he's dropped right there. No gain. Gabe Pacheco in on that tackle, along with Santana Alvarez and Vincent Cannellini. So fourth down and about 2. They gave him a couple yards on that play. Interesting to see what Port St. Lucie does here. Looks like they're going to go for it deep in their own territory.
Big play for both sides of the ball right here.
This is a huge point in the game. Fourth down and 2 from the 25-yard line of Port St. Lucie. Yerby in at quarterback. He is the Wildcat quarterback. Clayton Yerby, he's a senior. Calling for the snap, and there's a penalty against Port St. Lucie. They were trying to draw Okeechobee off sides, and instead they jumped themselves. That'll mark it back 5 more yards, and now Port St. Lucie is going to bring out the punt.
Yeah, they're going to have to punt this one.
So good job by the Brahmin defense to be disciplined. It's not always easy to do. You're geared up. You know, you're ready to, you know, to fire out there and stop that 2-yard gain. And a lot of times you do see them jump, but this time it was the offense that was geared up a little too much. And now Okeechobee will get some good field position. And look at this. Nemo Bryant is the deep man back to receive this punt. Man, I think he's driving the bus home, too. It is a punt. It's a low, fluttery kick, and it's going to be handled by Nemo Bryant. He mishandles it, and it's recovered by Gabe Pacheco in Port St. Lucie territory, down at the 39-yard line, but almost disaster as Nemo, probably itching to do something, didn't really need to go after that one, tried to catch it on the run, muffed it. Gabe Pacheco, the freshman, was there to handle it and keep the ball in the Brahmins' hands.
Yes, he was on the spot there for that one.
probably a little upset he didn't get a chance to return another kick. He said, I did all right the last time. Why? Son, when Nemo Bryan is there, you want to give him a chance to get the ball in his hands. I think that's what that was right there. First and 10 for Okeechobee at the 40-yard line. It should be the 39, but it's the 40. I'm going to go to Orlando one of these days of these officials' meetings and say, listen, this has got to stop. Don't be lazy. Put it at the 39 if it's a 39. Oh, so it's at the 40. And now there's a timeout on the field. 5:15 to go in the third. 20-7, Okeechobee with the lead. No scoring so far in the second half. Nemo Bryan, Karis Johns with rushing touchdowns. Nemo Bryan, a 38-yard touchdown pass to Tyrone Hayes. For St. Lucie's only points coming from a 95-yard kickoff return by Antonio Richardson. Now the Brahmins going out offensively. Honestly, they've been moving the ball really well. They just, when they haven't scored, it's been really their own doing.
Yes, I mean, good long drives and then they end up in a turnover.
So the Brahmins coming back out offensively. John White and Karis Johns are in the backfield. Nemo Bryan is the slot receiver. Here's a snap back to Karis. He's going to run off the right side. Not a whole lot of room as he spins his way. Somehow able to get himself to the 35-yard line. Still pushes himself and picks up 6 yards on a play that really should have been a zero-yard gain.
Yeah.
Wow. Karis Johns using those muscles and pulling his way for 6 yards.
I tell you what, Johns feel like he made a mistake that last drive. And look for him to make big plays this drive.
We've got two injured Jaguars on the field. 4:48 remaining in the third. Injury timeout. We'll step away. 20-7. The Brahmins with the lead. 2nd and 5 when we come back from the Port St. Lucie 35-yard line. This is Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
I'm Dr. Melissa Kendall from Everglades Pediatric Dentistry. Want to give your child something to smile about? Choose a pediatric dentist when you're searching for your child's dental home. Why choose Everglades Pediatric Dentistry? The kids love our office. Colorful paintings on our walls, toys and games fill our play areas, and it's where all the cool kids hang out. We know how to make your child visit fun. Most of our patients can't wait to come back. Now just imagine a child who wants to go to the dentist. That is something to smile about. Everglades Pediatric Dentistry, located near the Fred Brown Building on 441 North, 863-357-7338.
Hi, this is AJ Dariano, and you are listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Wilson Jonathan is the injured Jaguar. Jonathan is a senior defensive tackle. He walks off the field. Brahmins coming back out offensively. 2nd down, we'll call it 5, from the 35-yard line. 20-7, Okeechobee with the lead. And they're looking for more. Karis Johns calls for the snap, trying to get around the left side. There's a flag that's going to be hold against Okeechobee. So this will be all for naught. Karis Johns gets it down to the 20. It would have been a 15-yard pickup, but they're going to call a flag against Okeechobee. Somebody holding on the edge as that allowed Karis Johns to get to the left side.
Yes, it was a bigger hold than normal for the Brahmins as they come around the outside.
4.5 minutes to go here in this third quarter, 20-7. Marco Okeechobee back 10 yards. And it should make it 2nd down. And what, 15? Yeah, 15 yep. Yards. Tell if that's the Brahmin band or the Port St. Lucie band because they play the same. There's a bad snap picked up by John White. He's in a whole lot of trouble, makes a move and gets what he can. It's going to be a loss of a couple. Bad snap on the play, and John White did what he could. He does lose a couple. It's going to be 2nd down and 17 now. No, 20. It's 2nd down and 20. He loses more than a couple. 3rd down and 20, I should say. Clock rolling, 3:50 to go here in this third quarter. 20-7, Okeechobee with the lead, but 3rd down and long for the Brahmins.
Let's go,
Okeechobee at the 50-yard line, caught the 49-yard line. They got to get to the 30. So the 19, third down and 19 for Okeechobee. Karis Johnson at quarterback. Calls for the snap. Takes off to the right side. Tries to get the edge. And he's going to be strung out and knocked out of bounds. Not a whole lot there. Fourth down and long in midfield for Okeechobee.
And with Nemo Bryant not at quarterback, they take away the threat of the passing.
Well, I don't understand why they're – I mean, I understand maybe, you know, a couple plays doing this, but it's third down and long. Why wouldn't you want your passing guy back there?
I don't know.
Karis Johnson back there, and you're basically saying, well, we know they're not going to throw, so
yeah,
we're going to load the box. Yeah, gang up on the run. So Matthew May will come out and punt. I think this is his first punt of the night, by the way, for Okeechobee. 2:43 remaining in the third quarter. Clock rolling, 20-7. Okeechobee with the lead. Jaguars with two receivers back deep. McKenzie and Richardson. Okeechobee, a tight punt formation, no gunners. Snap is back. And here's a low line drive punt. Can be handled by McKenzie. Muffs it, but then he picks it up. And he's got some room down the right side. Tripped up, and he's knocked down at the 35-yard line. Making the tackle for the Brahmins was Luke Hayes. 2:09 remaining in the third. Brahmins back out defensively.
Well, his defense has been dominant so far tonight, and they're going to have to hold it together.
And that's what allows you to be a little more conservative offensively, I think. I mean, you know, I don't agree with Wildcat formation, the third and 19 at midfield, but you're trying not to make mistakes. You're letting your defense work. I mean, Port St. Lucie, who hasn't scored a touchdown in 5 weeks, is going to have to score three touchdowns and win this game in one quarter. So I see the thought process, at least. Jaguars offense back out there. First and 10 from their own 35-yard line. McKenna throws it over right side, and it's incomplete, intended for Phillips. Second and 10.
And McKenna don't have much time. It's this Brumman defense. And I tell you what, when you can get pressure with your front four guys, it's going to be a long night for the offense.
Clock stops, 2:03 remaining in the third, 20-7. Brahmins with the lead. No scoring so far in the second half. Second down and 10 from Jacksonville Jaguars. The Port St. Lucie Jaguars, 35-yard line. Trevor Lawrence back to pass. No, I'm kidding. McKenna calls for the snap and hands it off to Tolbert. He is drilled in the backfield and dropped. Karis Johns, Vincent Cannellini are the first men there. And that's going to be a loss of a yard. Second down and 11. Cannellini and Johns, I don't even know who got there first, but none of them were touched.
Yes.
Clock rolling, 1:45 remaining in the third. 20-7, Okeechobee leading, and we're a play away from getting this ball back. McKenna with Tolbert to his right. Tolbert is a smaller, slight kid. Here's a snap back to McKenna. Rolls out to the right, looking to throw. Throws over midfield, intercepted. Karis Johns, the interception, and he's going to be dropped down at the 30-yard line. And Okeechobee causes a turnover. Now it's thrown right to Karis.
And Karis is adjusting well to this middle linebacker spot.
He got a tackle
for a loss, and then now he gets the interception in the next play.
Yeah, Karis, he likes this middle linebacker stuff. You know, they throw it right to you when you're the middle linebacker. So the interception, Okeechobee's first defensive takeaway of the night. Marked him down at the 31-yard line. Thought there was a chance he could have taken it to the house, but was corralled. And now the Brahmins back out there offensively. Nemo Bryant back in at quarterback. No, it's Chris Requena. Excuse me. Requena takes the ball. And he's going to go around the left side looking for the block, looking for that edge. Cuts it inside the 30 to the 25 to the 20. And then he's knocked down at the 16-yard line. Nice balance and spin move by Chris Requena. There are three Jaguars on the carpet right now that are banged up. All that Requena's pass.
Requena was, like you say, some nifty moves over this left side. And again, they used the direct snap.
pickup of 12 yards on the play. Direct snap to Requena, who at least has thrown passes here tonight. Yep. So you got to at least respect his throwing ability. We got multiple injuries on the field for the Jaguars. We'll step away in injury timeout. 1:11 remaining in the third. Okeechobee driving, leading 20-7. This is Brahman Football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
Whether you need help getting on the road, on the water, or in a house, South State is there with money available when you need it most. An auto, boat, or home loan from South State makes your buying process easier with competitive rates and flexible terms. Manage your loan using online or mobile banking for added convenience. South State also offers motorcycle, RV, motorhome, and manufactured home loans. South State, 2100 South Parrott Avenue in Okeechobee, an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Hi, this is Andre Santiago, and you are listening to Brahman Football on WOKC.
20-7, the Brahmins with the lead here on 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC. 1:11 remaining in the third. Okeechobee, first and 10 from the Jaguar 19-yard line. A couple of Jaguars have to come off the field due to the injury. Bring in a few more. Actually, there's still another one out there that they're now helping up, as Jordan Jaleel, sophomore tackle, shaking up.
He's a sophomore.
Yeah, another sophomore. Yeah, that's all this team has. Yeah. We joke. I mean, this is one of the youngest teams that we've seen this year, of course, St. Lucie. Kind of tells you a little about their struggles that they've had this year. Of course, they've scored a total of 3 points in their last five games combined. So, you know, it's been a struggle for them as they are trying to reload. They lost a lot of talent off of last year's team. And again, this is a team 2 years removed from a district championship and a playoff performance. So, appearance, I mean. So, they're trying to build things back up under their new head coach, Kim Barry Lubin. Brahmins back out there offensively, first and 10 from the Jaguar 19. Snap back to Requena. He's going to bounce it out right side to the 15. Cuts it in, trying to get to that 10-yard line. He does, and he's knocked out of bounds, they say, at the 11. It'll be second down and short. Call it two, an 8-yard pickup by Requena.
The direct snap again. That's all we've seen here in the third quarter.
Yeah, we have not seen Nemo Bryant play quarter. He's a receiver. Here's a high snap to John White. Takes it himself off the left side. Trying to get inside to that 10-yard line. Let's see where they have him marked down. It's going to be close to a first down. Looks like he's just a bit short. 1.5-yard pickup. Third down and less than a yard to go. Brahmins right back to the line of scrimmage. Here's a snap back to Santana Alvarez now. His turn. He's going to go off left side. Breaks the tackle. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown. Brahmins. Santana Alvarez. From 10 yards out.
And Alvarez with some speed and quickness.
Wow. That was an impressive run. And 10 yards out. And Okeechobee now leads 26-7. And they'll go for two. Here's the snap back. This is Requena trying to go out the left side. Leans his way inside, and he's in for the two-point conversion. Two-point conversion is good. 10-yard touchdown run by Santana Alvarez. Chris Requena, the two-point conversion. And with 7 seconds remaining in the third, the Brahmins in control, leading 28-7. This is Brahman Football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
For generations, families have enjoyed KFC chicken for all occasions. The original recipe, crispy chicken or grilled, have sparked debates for years and everyone wins. KFC has fed you for lunch with individual meals and your entire family with buckets of chicken and delicious sides. However you decide to enjoy KFC, know that you will get the same high-quality, delicious chicken that you and your family grew up on. KFC of Okeechobee, 441 South in the North Shore Plaza.
Hi, this is Kerry Johns, and you're listening to Brahman Football on WOKC.
Okeechobee ready to kick it off after a 10-yard touchdown run by Santana Alvarez out of the Wildcat formation, 28-7. Brahmins back out on top by three scores. And Juan Aguirre will kick off from his own 40-yard line. Puts his foot into it. It's an onside kick. And it's handled by the upback. That's Jeremiah Spear. Recovers at his own 40. 3 seconds remaining in this third quarter. And I think to anticipate this Jaguar offense to score three times to at least tie it in one quarter is asking a lot from a team that's only scored one field goal in the last 5 weeks.
Yes, that's going to be a tall task there for the Jaguar offense.
But if you're Port St. Lucie, I think you're just trying to get some confidence for these young kids. I mean, this is a team basically full of sophomores. Jordan McKenna, the quarterback. We've seen him make some good throws. He's just been under pressure most of the night. Trips to the right side. Here's a snap back to McKenna. Hands it off to Jordan. That's Jordan Tolbert. No gain. As Fred Hill is there to make the tackle, amongst others. And that'll do it for the third quarter. End of three. Okeechobee in control, leading 28-7. Fourth quarter on the way. This is Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
Did you just buy a new truck, SUV, or Jeep? Then it's time to customize and accessorize your new ride. Ag 98 Trailer Sales and Automotive Accessories has a variety of WeatherTech products like digital fit floor liners that are laser measured for the perfect fit, all-weather flexible floor mats, cargo or trunk liners and mats, side window deflectors, and truck bed and tailgate protection liners, and much more. When you're ready to customize and accessorize your new or old ride, stop by Ag 98 Trailer Sales and Automotive Accessories between Superior Muffler and Taylor Rental. 863-763-3555.
Hi, this is Coach B.J. Pryor, and you are listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
28-7, Brahmins with the lead. As we start the fourth quarter, it will be first and 10 for the Jaguars at their own 40-yard line. Ken Keller, Marvin Roberts, Charles Murphy back at the studio producing tonight's game. Okeechobee trying to get back over 500 and break this three-game losing streak, on the way to do that right now, and feeling good about themselves.
Yeah, as we were talking about this on the way over, this is a, hate to count, what to say, count the biggest before they hatch,
right,
but
right.
This will be a big win for this Brahmin team, you know, coming off that three-game losing streak.
Well, Coach Pryor called it a must-win game. He said, you know, he knew that his team's more talented than Port St. Lucie. He's seen the offense that they've, you know, brought out the last 5 weeks. He says they got to win this game. Next week, they'll play Lake Placid, another team that's struggling this year. Here's McKenna back to throw. And he's looked in. Now he pulls it down, throws over left side. It is caught by the receiver. He's made close to another first down as making the catch with Tristan Labruto, junior wide receiver. And that'll be enough for a Jaguar first down. 10-yard pickup on the play.
A nice check down by McKenna. He was trying to go deep.
Nice protection by the offensive line, too, for St. Lucie. 11:38 remaining in the game. First and 10 from midfield for the Jaguars. 28-7, Okeechobee leading. Jordan McKenna with Jordan Tolbert to his right. McKenna calls for the snap, looking to throw. Goes over the middle, caught by Lubrodo. Hit hard by Tyrone Hayes and then knocked down at the 45-yard line. A 5-yard pickup by the junior wide receiver. Second down and 5. And the Jaguars continue to hit the short patterns. Second and 5 for Port St. Lucie. 11 minutes to go in the game. 28-7, Okeechobee with the lead. McKenna looking to throw. Looking over deep right side. He's got a receiver. Pacheco there, though, and screens him off, and it's incomplete. Underthrown, but Pacheco did a nice thing there. He screened off the receiver to where he couldn't make the catch unless he ran right through Pacheco.
Yes.
Because Pacheco looked back for the ball.
Yeah, excellent job by Pacheco as he goes down the field with the receiver the whole way.
Third and 5 now for Port St. Lucie. Clock stops 10:52. Pacheco getting the start at safety tonight, the freshman, with Karis Johns moving the middle linebacker. Jordan McKenna in shotgun with Jordan Tolbert to his left. He's at midfield. Here's a snap back to McKenna, looking to throw over left side, caught by Lou Barotto. And it should be enough for a first down, and it is. Down at the 40-yard line, first down. And again, Port St. Lucie moves the chains. Clock rolling, 10:40 to go in the game.
Port St. Lucie trying to put together a drive here.
Well, and for Okeechobee, I see what you're doing. You're just keeping everybody in front of you. Keep that clock rolling. You'll give them every 5-yard pickup that they want. But they're going to take a lot of time to march down the field if they can keep it up. Lubruto is wide left. McKenna with Tolbert to his left. Takes a snap. McKenna looking to throw. Deep down in the ball. Knocked down. It's incomplete. As Vincent Cannellini got his big paw up there, knocked the ball down. And that'll be second down and 10 on the incomplete pass.
Yep, it's always a big paw.
Yeah. Got that big paw up there. 10 minutes remaining. Clock stops. Second and 10 from the Brahman 40-yard line. 28-7, Okeechobee leads. Karis Johns, Nemo Bryant, and Santana Alvarez with rushing touchdowns tonight. Tyrone Hayes, a receiving touchdown. McKenna calls for the snap. He's looking to throw. Throws it over right side. It is overthrown. Intended for Richardson. Matthew Mayan on the coverage. And that'll be third down and 10 from the Brahman 40. Obviously, four down situation for Port St. Lucie. They're not going to punt here, so Brahman defense will have to hold for two more plays. Clock stops, 9:53 remaining in the game. 28-7, Okeechobee with the lead. Oh, there's a penalty against Okeechobee that's going to give the Jaguars a first down. It's a 15-yard penalty. I missed the flag. But a personal foul or an unsportsmanlike conduct of some kind. And it's a first down for the Jaguars at their own 25-yard, at the Brahman 25-yard line. McKenna calls for the snap. Looking. He's going to throw in the middle of the field. It's caught by Richardson. Breaks the tackle. He's inside the 15-yard line. And that'll be another Jaguar first down.
And right now, this Brahman secondary is getting tested. Every play is a passing play right now for the Jaguars.
Well, and now McKenna with his best drive of the night for this Jaguar offense. First and 10 for the Jaguars at the Brahman 15-yard line. Whistles. I just got to get the chain set up right. They need me down there. Can you take over? I'm going to go fix the chain gang here. We'll get this taken care of. First and 10 from the 15. McKenna hands off up the middle to Tolbert. He spins away, and he gets it inside the 10-yard line. Matthew May on the tackle, but that was a strong run by Tolbert, who hit the line of scrimmage, spun to his left, and was able to pick up 5 yards.
And there's another injury down on the field for the Jaguars.
Injury timeout, 9:03 remaining in the game. We'll step away. Okeechobee leading 28-7, but the Jaguars are driving. They're at the Brahman 10-yard line when we come back. This is Brahman Football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC.
Wimmer Family Orthodontics uses only the latest technology. We are experts at using either the Damon System braces or Invisalign aligners. Both help to straighten your teeth and give you a beautiful smile. Dr. David Wimmer and Dr. Jennifer Schoenfeld are a father-daughter team with over 50 years of experience. Our friendly, dedicated staff will help you have a fun and effective orthodontic experience. Visit us at WimmerOrthodontics.com or at our Okeechobee office at 2025 Highway 441 North. Making a difference, one smile at a time. Wimmer Family Orthodontics, 863-467-2333. 32.
This is Gabriel Pacheco, and you're listening to Brahman Football on WOKC.
Maybe the busiest man of the night tonight has been the Port St. Lucie athletic trainer. He's been out there quite a bit tonight. Another injured Jaguar on the turf as he's laying on his back at the 15-yard line. 28-7, Okeechobee leading, 9:03 remaining in the game. Big night tonight for Nemo Bryant, who has a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown. Karis Johnson, Santana Alvarez, also rushing touchdowns. Tyrone Hayes, the one catching the receiving touchdown. Port St. Lucie getting their touchdown on a 95-yard kickoff return. And we've got the injured Jaguar up. That's Jordan Villalobos. Excuse me. And he's another sophomore. He's a defensive lineman. He's going to limp off the field with some help. Port St. Lucie was by far their best offensive drive of the night. This is, you know, they've been moving it down the field, and they're looking to score their first offensive touchdown since week number one of the season.
It's a long time without a touchdown.
Yeah, we've been there. We've been there. We've had that happen before, but we'll see if the Jaguars can get their first offensive touchdown in a long time, over a month. Actually, 6 weeks when you count the bye week that they had last week. Jordan McKenna in shotgun. Calls for the snap. Hands off to Jordan Tolbert. Tries to bounce around the left side. He is lassoed down by Vincent Cannellini and Juan Aguirre. The two senior defensive linemen are right there to say enough is enough. And no gain on the play. Third down and five.
Again, that excellent penetration by that interior line of this Brahma defense.
That's a load on that side of the defensive line, by the way, with Cannellini and Aguirre. And they've been waiting. They both have been banged up this entire season. They have not been able to get those two on the field at the same time. Nice to see that they can do it tonight, and you see the results. Third down and, say, four from the 10-yard line. McKenna with an empty backfield. Motion to the right, that's Richardson. Here's McKenna. He's going to roll out to the right, looking to throw. Incomplete, intended for Richardson. He was in the end zone. He was open just a bit in front of him. And now it's going to be fourth down. And Port St. Lucie will, of course, go for it with 8:08 remaining in the game, trailing Okeechobee 28-7.
Well, they can pick up the first down there inside the two.
Well, they're getting the play signaled in. Chris Matthews, the offensive coordinator over there. Now here's really the best chance for Port St. Lucie to score here. It's fourth and five from the 10-yard line. Here's McKenna rolling around to the right, looking to throw under pressure, and he's just going to throw it up, and it's in it. Oh, knocked down, almost intercepted by Tyrone Hayes. Actually, he did them a favor by dropping that because Okeechobee is going to take over a better field position, and Okeechobee keeps the Jaguars out of the end zone, getting the ball back with 7:58 remaining in the game, leading 28-7.
There's a flag on this play.
Oh, you're right, and looks like they're pointing Okeechobee's way. Let's see what the signal is. And whatever it is, it's going to be enough yards for a Jaguar first down if it's against the Brahmins.
I think it was dead ball, though, if it was.
Yeah, but they only needed 5 yards anyway. Oh, you're saying that it was after the turnover on downs? Unsportsmanlike conduct against Okeechobee. So they'll keep the ball, but they're going to be marked back deep inside their own 10-yard line.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't like to see that. So the Brahms going out there offensively. And it's going to be first and 10 from their own 10. Oh, no, they're giving this ball back to Port St. Lucie.
Oh, unsportsmanlike.
It was a dead ball foul. This should be Okeechobee's ball. In fact, the Brahmins, and now they're fixing it.
Okay.
The fans have spoken. The officials who were late getting into the game here in the third quarter got the message. All right, so first down for the Brahmins. They are at their own 5. It's been a lot of confusion here tonight, especially in the second half. All right, here we go. It's Requena in at quarterback. I'm sorry, it's Johns. And Johns, penetration, got to be careful because he's close to his goal line. Brought down in the backfield. Getting the tackle, Wilson Jonathan. Karras able to get a yard. Clock continues to roll. 7:35 remaining in the game. Second down and 9 for Okeechobee at the 6. I wonder why we haven't seen Nemo at quarterback the second half.
No, he's been
a receiver.
Yeah.
Here's Karras Johns. He's got trying to get that edge around the right side. Puts the stiff arm on, but he's brought down up past the 10-yard line. It's going to be close to a first down. but not quite enough. It's going to be about 2 yards short. Third down and two as the clock rolling, now under 7 minutes to go.
This is the most carries I've seen Johns get.
Yeah. Now his family has, I tell you what, I don't know where his family shops, but they've got all Karis Johns white Brahmin jerseys here that they're wearing. Those things look sharp. Here's Karis Johns. Breaks a move. Breaks a tackle. This is actually John White. John White into Port St. Lucie territory down at the 45-yard line. Big play from the 10 all the way to the 45. It's a 45-yard run for John White as he took the direct snap off the right side.
He's only a sophomore, and I tell you, the future looked bright for John Wright.
And he's a good ball player, and I know you know him well. You know his family well.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of passion for the game, doesn't he?
Yes, he loves it.
Clock stops, 6:36 to go. This is a hydration break. Okeechobee leading 28-7. That was a big play because that got him out of deep in their own territory. It's into Port St. Lucie territory now. Okeechobee looking to go to 4-3 on the season. A chance to go 5-3 next week against a Lake Placid team that they need to beat. Lake Placid struggled last night against Clewiston, another team that's struggling, another team that Okeechobee will play here in a few weeks. The Brahmins have an opportunity, and I don't want to get too far ahead, but I guess as a fan we're allowed to do this.
Yes.
To get 5, 6, possibly 7 wins, you know, and put themselves in the conversation for the district. I mean, who knows? If Sebring beats Westwood tonight, then Okeechobee beats Sebring in a few weeks. Everybody's 1-1 against each other. I don't know what happens after that. We'll let the math guys figure that out. All right, after the hydration break, it is 1st and 10 for the Brahmins at the Jaguar 45-yard line. Requena in at quarterback, takes the snap, and he's going to run to the left off the tackle. Bust it up the middle. And he picks up a nice play, or a nice gain on the play. He's inside the 35-yard line. That should be enough for a Brahmin first down. And they do move the chains. 10-yard pickup by Requena. And Okeechobee operating on all cylinders here tonight.
Yes, I'm telling you, this whole second half has been the direct snap and nothing fancy, just running the ball downhill.
You know, maybe it's and maybe you can ask Coach Pryor after this, you know what, why the change in the second half. But to me, here's a snap back to Santana. Alvarez runs off the right side, breaks a tackle, ball on the ground, and Okeechobee will jump back on it. Santana Alvarez recovers his own fumble, and he's going to lose a few off of that as the clock continues to roll under 6 minutes. You're ahead comfortably in the second half. Why risk, you know, your biggest playmaker and at the same time able to give some other guys the carry that wouldn't typically get it here in this situation? So I can see that, you know. You're getting Santana Alvarez carries. You're getting Karis Johns a lot of carries here tonight. John White getting more carries. Here is Nemo Bryant, who's back in at quarterback, and he's going to take it off himself. Breaks a tackle, spins his way inside, picks up the first down. On that pickup of 12 yards on the run, Nemo was back to throw. Under pressure, took off to the right, picked up 12 in a Brahmin first down.
Did they mess up your theory just like that?
What's that?
Did they mess up your theory like that?
Yeah, they did. Well, yeah, I had it all figured out, and then they switched it up on me. But that was actually a designed pass.
Yes.
Nemo just tucked it and ran. Now he's to the sideline. John White and Chris Requena in the backfield, and the snap to John White. He's going to go to the right side, off the right tackle, picks up a couple as he's close to the 20-yard line. Give him a yard. Clock rolling, 4:50 to go. So a get-right game for Okeechobee. They played well on all sides, still too many turnovers. You know, you gave up the special teams touchdown. There's always stuff that you can work on.
Yes.
But it's good to break that three-game losing streak. It was a must win here for the Brahmins tonight.
They really needed this.
Now Gabe Pacheco in at quarterback, the freshman, and he's an actual quarterback. He's going to roll out to the right under pressure. Spin move, and he'll be dropped there. A little too much juking by the freshman there as he was trying to find his way. And he's dropped for a short gain, or no gain, actually.
He's had a solid night on defense.
He has. Gabe Pacheco getting the start at safety, and he had a couple of pass defense. and has been in on a lot of plays. He's been solid. And the coaches like Pacheco from the start of the season. I remember Coach Pryor telling me about him and other coaches about how they like this young man. He's just not physically, you know. I mean, he's ready. He's playing. I mean, but he's going to grow some more is what I'm saying. Yeah. He's going to grow some more, grow into that quarterback position. He's a small, slender kid right now, but another year in the weight room, another year of just teenage growth, and he's going to be somebody that this program can build on. Clock stops, 3:48 remaining in the game, and now you're starting to see some of the JV kids come into this one for Okeechobee. Isaiah Williams is in at tailback, and he's going to take the direct snap. Going around the right side, slips and falls down, and it's going to bring a fourth down for the Brahmins. 3:40 to go in the game, clock rolling. Okeechobee going to break their three-game losing streak, get back over 500. They'll be 4-3 as they come home next week for homecoming. And I know for you, that's a week that you really look forward to. You like seeing a lot of these guys come back.
Yes.
I get the Okeechobee history lesson every time we come on the road to Port St. Lucie. And I love hearing about it, hearing guys like, you know, Freddie Neal or Reggie Rembert you're talking about.
Yes.
Who are some of the others you were mentioning today?
Gene Harris.
Who was the defensive back that you were talking about going up against?
Oh, that was Gene going against Frankie when they was in college.
Yeah, okay. Here's Nemo back into the game. Dumps it over left side to John White. He's got some room. Cuts it up. He is close to the 10-yard line. That's going to be close to a first down. He might have gotten. Let's see where the... As he's pretty close, this will be turnover on downs, though. No, first down. Sorry, excuse me. First and goal for the Brahmins. We're up in the stands here. And it's when you get down to that far end of the field, tough for us to see where it is. But it's first and goal for Okeechobee. Clock continues to roll. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Brahmins leading 28-7. Nemo Bryant back at a quarterback and taking himself, running it around to the right side, looking for the block. Doesn't get it. Reverses field, cuts it back up, spins it back outside. Finally, they'll gang tackle him and basically no gain on the play to bring up second down. In fact, he's going to lose a couple of yards. That play right there took about 30 seconds off the clock as he was running out there on the field just trying to keep everything going.
Yeah, they got the first down. I think they could have.
It's second and goal now. And now the clock stops. Somebody call the timeout. Timeout on the field. We'll step away. 1:56 remaining in the game. Okeechobee in control, leading 28-7. Second and goal when we come back for Okeechobee. You're listening to Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
Royal Furniture and Appliances. We're your hometown store. We want to get to know you. Save big during our monthly specials on name brand furniture and appliances from Ashley, Bassett, Amana, Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. Delivery available. We want to be your choice for furniture and appliances for a lifetime. Experience the Royal shopping difference. Make it your home.
Hometown store serving hometown people. Rely on Royal's Furniture.
Visit RoyalsFurnitureInc.com.
This is John White, and you're listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Second and goal for Okeechobee outside the 10-yard line after Nemo Bryant was dropped for a loss. 1:56 remaining in the game. 28-7, Okeechobee with the lead. And the Brahmins bringing almost everybody back out there. I see Karis Johns, I see Santana Alvarez, Tyrone Hayes. Andre Santiago out there for one of the first times on offense. We haven't seen him play offense here tonight.
No.
And he's going to be lined up in the backfield next to John White. The snap back to White. White going to take it off left tackle, slips and falls. And it'll be third and goal now for Okeechobee. No gain on the play as White slipped trying to make a cut upfield. So the clock rolling, 1:39 remaining in the game. And the Brahmins getting a careless whisper. I love it. Love the music judgments here whenever we see him. That's hilarious. Now to Santiago, and there's a snap back to John White. He'll take it up the middle himself, breaks a tackle, and he is into the end zone for a touchdown. John White from 14 yards out. The touchdown puts Okeechobee up 34-7 with 1:08 remaining in the game.
And they just threw a flag probably for celebration.
Now, and that's the second one tonight for against Okeechobee.
Yeah, I didn't see much there,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, and I was about ready to ask you that. Is this a case maybe, and normally I'm all with the officials on this, you know, if you're a player, you got to control your emotions, this and that, but I didn't see anything there unless he said something or whatever, but there certainly wasn't anything excessive.
No.
With, you know, just looking at it.
Unless Okeechobee called that timeout and the referees were like, oh, they're trying to run up the score. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's not a penalty.
No, it's not a penalty, but that's why they could be a little upset.
Being a little, well.
Any little thing, you know, boom.
We're guessing right now, so. But you're the official. You've done all this stuff, right?
Yep.
You admit it. All right, 1:08 remaining in the game. The extra point was no good, by the way. 34-7, Okeechobee in control. Kickoff after this. You're listening to Brahmins Football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
Nobody cooks chicken like Popeyes. Seriously, who else marinates their chicken for 12 hours in real Louisiana spices? Nobody, that's who. Popeyes even hand batters and breads each piece in store, so you're getting the freshest, most delicious chicken out there. Popeyes was born in New Orleans, and you can taste Louisiana difference in everything they cook. From Popeyes' deliciously crispy chicken to their cool, creamy coleslaw and homestyle mashed potatoes with Cajun gravy, it's all so, so good. And don't get me started on those biscuits. Taste the Louisiana difference for yourself, only at Popeyes.
Hi, this is Luke Hayes, and you are listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Due to the penalty, Okeechobee's going to have to kick off at their own 25-yard line. As they call an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Okeechobee after the touchdown. 34-7, Brahmin's in control. 12-yard touchdown run by John White. John White, Santana, Alvarez, Karis, Johns, Nemo, Bryant, all rushing for touchdown. Tyrone Hayes catching a touchdown from Nemo Bryant. Wanagiri will onside kick it. It's handled by the front man up by Port St. Lucie. And that's number 21, Joshua Bryant. And 1:01 remaining. Interesting to see what Port St. Lucie does. Are they just run? They're going to have to. I mean, they can't really down it. But just run a few plays and end this one. So next week, Lake Placid, certainly a revenge game. You mentioned it earlier. They lost that game on the last play of the game last year in Lake Placid. Okeechobee certainly remembers that. Okeechobee also is still trying to get a 500 or better season. Yes. Next week's a game that they need for that. So, you know, they should be motivated next week. They should feel better about themselves. By the way, a penalty against Port St. Lucie has moved this ball all the way up to the 41-yard line. I thought they had to go back and receive the kickoff again, but they don't. They're going to come out offensively.
It's so been a long game between the whistle, hasn't it, tonight?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it ends up being about the same time normally, but it feels really long. All the injuries and all the timeouts and all the weird stuff with penalties and delays that we've had here tonight. The flow hasn't been as quick as you would imagine. Here's a bad snap. McKenna under pressure, and he is rushed and hit by Andre Santiago. McKenna able to get the throw off. The fans want intentional grounding. They're not going to get it, though. 54 seconds remaining.
Messed up the clock.
Yeah. I fully expect both teams to use all their timeouts, too, here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, but, the way this game's going, this has been the longest minute
come on, one more
to end the game that that we've seen.
One more. Come on, Andre!
34-7, Brahmins lead. 54 seconds remaining here in the game. Here's a handoff to the up back, and he is dropped in the backfield. Vincent Cannellini and Andre Santiago is there on the tackle. Now clock rolling, 30 seconds remaining in this game. That might do it. Now they're going to run one more play, it looks like. Third down and long, third down called 13. There's a handoff up the middle. Brought down, no gain, and that should do it. Your final score tonight here at Port St. Lucie High School, the Brahmins, a dominant win as they win 34-7 to get themselves back over 500 at 4-3 on the year. Marvin, your thoughts on the game here tonight?
Like you said, the Brahmins needed this win. They came out and did everything that they had to do. Defense played excellent strong tonight, and offense was able to show that they could run the ball.
So that's the final score. Okeechobee lead wins this one 34-7. Big nights by Nemo Bryant, by Karis Johns, by Santana Alvarez, by John White. The full arsenal of weapons. The trenches did their job tonight.
Yes.
You know, I've been hard on the offensive line. I still don't think it was a real clean game by them here tonight. But they did the job. They did enough. And 34-7 says everything you need to know.
Yes, I'm telling you, the coaching staff got to be excited about the offensive line. They made some plays tonight.
Defensively, they got back to where they were the first three games of the year. The only touchdown tonight was a kickoff return, so that was special teams. Defensively, they held this Jaguar offense in check.
Yeah, and you expected that out of them guys. They showed a lot of energy and getting back to what the true form that they had in the first couple of games.
We'll step away. Marvin's going to go out into the field right now and get some post-game interviews as we wrap this one up here at Port St. Lucie High School. The post-game report coming up next. Okeechobee a winner tonight, 34-7 over the Port St. Lucie Jaguars. You're listening to Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.